Scrub dishes before they pile up in the sink and store leftovers in plastic bags or bowls. Don't leave them so much as one tidbit or nibble, and you can stop a childhood asthma attack before it starts. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
I can't explain the day-to-day agony of being a drug addict. Drugs controlled and destroyed my life and made me do things I never imagined myself doing. I had no pride, integrity, or peace of mind, not even a little. I came to Narcanon a broken mess. I had lied to myself for so long that I started to believe there was really no hope. I had told myself that I was a drug addict and that somehow justified my wasted life. Today I have no words to explain the difference in my life. Narcanon has taught me how to live again and restored my faith in myself. I have peace of mind. No longer do the things call me or haunt my dreams. I'm successful, happy, and I have a future. I can look people in the eye and be proud. I can smile and enjoy the smallest of simple pleasures. Narcanon has made me whole again.
Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon at 1-800-556-8885. Narcanon provides free assessment and referral services. Call Narcanon at 1-800-556-8885 or visit our website at drugrehab.net.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say?
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Care and Counseling will hold its annual benefit gala at the Chase Park Plaza Hotel on Thursday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. Care and Counseling is St. Louis's leading interfaith counseling center. The evening will include hors d'oeuvres, dinner, and an auction. For more info, call 314-878-4340. Something for you from WGNU.
Listen, man, adding fractions is no big deal.
Nah?
Nah. You just got to find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4 and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers so that becomes an 8 too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Oh, sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
I'm Rashida Ali Walsh, author and daughter of Muhammad Ali. Parkinson's disease afflicts 1 million people in the United States and Canada. My dad knows that people affected by Parkinson's disease can have meaningful and productive lives. New guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early, accurate diagnoses and optimize proven and effective therapies. The guidelines also promote screening and treatment of hallucinations, depression, and dementia, which affect many people with Parkinson's disease. They help neurologists track how quickly the disease may progress and tailor treatment, which may include drugs, surgery, exercise, or physical therapy accordingly. Patients should have regular contact with a neurologist to find the correct treatment for them and to help maintain optimal quality of life. Bottom line, the guidelines help improve the care and the lives of people with Parkinson's disease. For more information on the guidelines, visit the American Academy of Neurology at AAN.com.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. It is always amazing to me. Always amazing to me. It's just like, you know, you can't, you just... It's at the point now with respect to what's going on with this particular administration. It's at the point now where, you know the phrase of turn over a rock and you find all kinds of stuff. Well, with this administration, it's like, you know, you don't even have to turn over the rock. Just look at the rock. The stuff is all over it. And everywhere that Boy George goes, it seems like something else is revealed or somebody else becomes emboldened. becomes emboldened. Apparently, there were some teachers that received handpicked folks that received some award for like Teacher of the Year or something from this administration. Okay. And when the teacher was interviewed afterwards about being some kind of Teacher of the Year or some award for the best teacher, blah, blah, blah. When the person was interviewed after the award ceremony, the teacher said, well, you know what, I just want to make it real clear here. I'm not in support of this No Child Left Behind. It has been, it continues to be a dismal failure. Ouch. That's what you get. Ouch. That's what you get from somebody that you're giving an award to? Ouch. Can't get no love from nowhere, from nobody. Ouch. It's like, you know what? He's getting it from that end. And the amazing piece to me is that, well, maybe not so amazing. But you gotta, in every battle, you've got to be able to assess how the battle is going. In every battle, you've got to be able to assess how the war is going. And when we look at this, and it is a war, let's be clear. When you're trying to change entrenched, intolerant, resistant opposition, opposition that is wrong on name an issue, and they're wrong on it. When you're trying to change that, when you're trying to remove that, when you are trying to get rid of that, oh, it's war. You know, it may not have literal cannons on the battlefield, but there are, because this is war. So when you look at this war, let's look at the battle. How are we doing out here? I remember that when this war 4 years ago began, I said on this radio, it is wrong. We should not be doing it. It is a wrong decision at a wrong time. And I remember getting so many hate letters. You're un-American. You're not standing by the troops. I remember it was huge outpouring of rage. And a lot of folks thought, okay, this is the point we're going to be able to get rid of her, because this is the one that is just clear. You're not with us, you're with them. I remember. So how do we assess how we are doing in this war now? Well, you listen to the words that the opposition say. You listen to the words that they articulate. How are we doing in this war? Well, Boy George was quoted as yesterday when he was being pressed to address the issue of how do you define a win in Iraq? How do you define that it is better in Iraq? How do you define that? And Boy George said yesterday, well, we just want the violence to be down a little bit more, huh? And then he said, well, you know, there are places in America that are violent. People learn to live with that. So we just want the violence to be down just a little bit more. What the hell? What? Okay, we already know that you're ill-equipped. No, super ill-equipped. No, incompetent. No, an idiot. We know all that. We know that. That you are not equipped. And I don't mean, you know how some people say, you're an idiot. You know, and they are not meaning it in the actual sense of the diagnosis, if you will. Because there are certain things that have to take place in order for a person to truly be diagnosed as an idiot. And so I'm not engaging in that term as a name-calling act of super hyperbole to make a point. No, I am saying that clinically, when you assess the intellectual capabilities of Boy George, the conclusion is he's an idiot. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't think that it is necessary to engage in name calling because this is too serious of a matter. What I am saying is that the intellectual capabilities of this individual to serve the task of being the president of the United States, he does not have the fundamental capabilities or characteristics. And then beyond that, he's the type of guy that you would sit next to at your job in your little cubicle. You put him in any job, let alone the most powerful job in this nation, some would say in the world. He would be the guy sitting next to you in the cubicle that never got anything right. That always got the wrong forms filled out. That always wanted to tell a joke instead of doing work. The guy that was always, throwing back one too many at the office party. And when it came time for evaluation, he's a guy that never lost his job because his dad owned the company. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. That is the person of Boy George. So, when Boy George says, at this point, how do we define a win? We define a win when the violence is a little bit down in Iraq, a little bit more down in Iraq. Because we tolerate violence here in America. That's his definition of a win. That's my definition of an idiot. We're winning the war. Impeachment's a little bit further on, but I think we can do that. It's going to be rock and roll day on the wake-up call. At 9 o'clock today, Danny Schechter from New York City. Danny Schechter, filmmaker, producer, you name it, he does it. He's going to be on the show talking to us about so many things. We're just going to cover the gambit with Danny Schechter at the 9 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, it's Thursday. Justice for Reggie. We're going to be talking about legislation up in Jefferson City on the death penalty. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, it is I on the Lou. Irene J. Smith will be joining me here in the studio. It's, as always, Riveting Radio. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 between North Broadway and Adelaide to Adelaide. The ramp is partly blocking this hour due to an accident. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and Graham Hanley. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic around the 44 interchange. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Traffic's building. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some delays there, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for some slowdowns. Halls Ferry, northbound and southbound at Lucas and Hunt. Look for the road closed due to water main break, so find another route to get around that area. Westbound 44 from Big Bend through Lindbergh. Look for an accident cleared at Lindbergh, but you can expect traffic to be flowing freely this hour. Eastbound 70 from just east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some slowdowns around this 270-70 interchange and northbound 270 respectively at the 70 interchange. Look for slowdowns in the right lane. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday and Sunday. We'll give you go ahead and give you both days. For today, look forward to a flood watch in effect through this evening. Otherwise, occasional showers, isolated thunderstorms, highs around 70. This evening, showers likely, the low around 60. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high in the mid-70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, low in the lower 60s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, high around 80. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 64 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 66. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more to Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I'm the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. My parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning.
Okay, spellers, please take your seats. I'd like to announce the results of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. From the New York Times, gold stars all around for this riotously funny and remarkably ingenious new musical. Can you spell irresistible?
I-R-R-E.
No, dear, that was rhetorical.
Rhetorical. R-H-E-T-O-R-I-C-A-L.
Moving on, the Wall Street Journal calls Spelling Bee that rarity of rarities, a super smart show that's also a bona fide crowd pleaser.
Bona what?
And Associated Press calls Spelling Bee a winner and asks, how do you spell hit?
Ooh, I know this one.
Find out how much you know at Spelling Bee at the Fox Theater, May 8th through the 20th. Tickets through MetroTix, part of the U.S. Bank Broadway series, sponsored by American Airlines.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. It's the mass, I've got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. You hear that? Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Joe.
Good morning, Miss Liz.
Good morning.
Miss Liz, a question was proposed to me yesterday just by me asking a simple question. And the question was, what has Liz Brown did for the city of St. Louis? And it was just brought on by, you know, asking something like, you know, when we're going to have a town hall meeting. And, you know, I think you brought so much to St. Louis. You know, I really think the school situation wouldn't be where it is now if they had took a clue from you. I think you told them from day one when they brought these slave raiders in here, you know, to shut the darn thing down, you know. Now they're talking about this McBride guy here. They're going to give him an order, you know, to have something like a town hall meeting where he invited. I just can't see myself getting up or nothing like that. Even if you ask me to come out and fill the room, I don't think I could get up or nothing like that, you know. And on this trade situation, you know, look like I see every time I see our state representative, they form a ring around some project where almost all the jobs been already filled. You know, if that's the only time I'm gonna see my state representative, I tell them fake the heck up there in Jefferson City. You know, I just don't want it to be on time. That's where we end up shape right now, cause we end up saying a prayer at the check of dawn. You know what I mean?
All right.
And they said God won't help no people till they're ready to help themselves. You know.
All right.
And you put them out there in the limelight, and they just didn't handle the ball, you know. I just said it blew it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. We have a really good show coming up for you today. We have in the 9 o'clock hour, we have Danny Schechter that's going to be joining us from New York, you name it, and he is here to talk about it. We're going to be talking about all of the default rates, the foreclosures and default notices hitting a 10-year high. Who's impacting that? Who is that impacting? We're going to talk about all the things. You know, it's going to be interesting because he has a wide perspective on a number of different issues. So fasten your seatbelts for that one because we're going to be covering a lot of things. And we're going to be talking about his new movie. Danny Schechter's new movie, In Debt We Trust, America Before the Bubble Bursts, The Money We Owe and the Bill That's Coming Due. We're going to be talking about that in the 9 o'clock hour. We're also going to be talking about, in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, Justice for Reggie. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, Eye on the Lou. We have much business to tend to. Think about this. I was driving down the street yesterday. Not in the middle of the street, just driving down the street. Rolled up, and the needle for my gas gauge was hovering around empty. Because you just get an attitude like, damn, it's too much damn money to pay. I don't know. Wonder if I could just put some water in there or something and just make it stretch or something. You just get an attitude. You get an attitude and you just like, dang. So I'm driving and I'm right at empty. Right at empty. Pass a gas station. No, pull up next to a gas station at a stoplight. And I'm on empty, right? The gas station price for a gallon of gasoline, premium, the kind that I'm supposed to put in my vehicle, $3.39 a gallon. It's so past ridiculous. It is a sin. It is a gouging. It is a act most foul. $3.39 a gallon. What happened between Tuesday of last week and Tuesday of this week to justify that? And who's getting the money? Well, let me just take you to across the big pond, if you will. Go with me to London, England. Let me tell you a story about John Brown. Oh, not the John Brown that took care of some business. Not that John Brown. I'm talking about John Brown, the CEO. CEO of what, you might ask? The CEO of BP. Who's BP? Who's BP? Who's BP? British Petroleum. He is the CEO of, and I just want you to make the connect of where your money be going. John Brown. Now this may also be a story of God don't like ugly. John Brown, CEO of the world's most valuable oil company. He resigned. Why would you resign when gas is $3.39 a gallon in America? He was the head of BP for more than 10 years. He was fixing to retire. I bet you were. Shoot, what are you going to do with all the money you got? It's going to take a lifetime just to spend it. The money you gouged from us. You didn't earn it, you gouged it. Well, after the fact that he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth, after the fact that in 1998 that he acquired Amoco, the deal that changed the industry, he stepped down because, he met his companion through an escort service. So you want to know where your money going? You want to know where your money going? It's going to John Brown, Lord Brown, because he's been knighted, don't you know? And also, you know, there's also this other little old thing that he did, explosion at Texas City in Texas at one of his plants that killed 15 people in 2005. $1.877. You feel better about that $3.39? Because he got troubles too, y'all. He got troubles too. $1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Ricky.
Good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Peace and blessings to you.
Same
I'd like
to you.
Submit a scenario, a possible scenario. Mr. Slay goes to Jefferson City 3 years ago. He's on his knees begging for money for the ballpark village. The Republicans up in Jefferson City tell Mr. Slay, we're not giving you any more money. Your schools take most of our state's money. Mr. Slay comes back and says, well, I'll do something about
that. Hush up, hush up. Go ahead.
3 years later, we find ourselves where we are right now.
Looky.
He surely did something about it or is attempting to do something about it.
Looky, looky, looky. How about this, Ricky? Let me add this to your scenario. There's a lawsuit that the city of St. Louis has filed against the state of Missouri for money that is owed from the DSEG program. Something around $10 million or so.
That's correct, sister.
Okay.
It's all about the money. Why the Post Dispatch or any other investigative news agency has not investigated this is really beyond me.
No, it's not that. They have the same facts that you have, but who is a principal investor in Ballpark Village and the new ballpark stadium?
Who is that, Liz?
That would be the Post Dispatch.
I see. They do own a percentage of the Cardinals.
Yes, they do.
I just keep thinking about this, why this man is trying to destroy the school system, and I can come to no other conclusion, but there's people in Jefferson City that are tired of sending this money. I got the same conclusion with Kansas City. They were tired of what they perceived to be wasting money in Kansas City, and they made an attempt to destroy that school district.
And, and I don't even know that they even consider it wasting. It's like, why would we give it? It's just like, so what if we don't put money over there? We have all these other school districts that are hollering, let's put it over there, and let's just, it is part of the legacy of enslavement.
That's right. Because many state legislators listening, Liz.
And they are.
Take this. information and do something with it. Speak to somebody up in Jefferson City, because I can guarantee you that is exactly what is taking place here.
You know what? It's going to take us to put it in their face to make it happen. But I think that you have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous connection. Francis Slade went up there and said, I need money for the ballpark. They said, okay, here's how you're going to get it. Quid pro quo. You stop this suit, we'll give you that, and then we're even, Steven, because we don't lose any money, they don't lose it. I mean, there's no money. It's an even trade. Even trade.
Follow the money, people.
Absolutely.
Follow the money. Take care, sister.
Take care of yourself, Ricky. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this break. Stay with me. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right. Where else? Where else? Where else? Oh, it was a wonderful day at Sears over the weekend. Lots of y'all went out there and took advantage of that wonderful big sale going on. You know what? I know you need some more stuff. I know you do. I know you do. It's springtime. It's time to start taking care of all of those things that you want. How about a barbecue pit? How about a barbecue grill? How about a tractor? How about some tools? How about a new washer and dryer? How about all energy efficient washer and dryer? How about that? Get on over to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge and tell them I told you to.
Hello, I'm Minister Glenn Rogers, host of Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests, like Dennis Balthaser, the coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Felix Clairvoyant, a priest with the Raelium Movement, an organization that believes that mankind was made from a higher civilization of mankind, and William Bill Burns, editor of UFO Magazine. Tune in for more Radio UFO every Tuesday and Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. on AM 920. WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, 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 tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula. Tula, 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 mama, tula, tula, mama, tula, tula, mama, tula, santa, ta, santa, ta, sambe, kae, kaya.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Oh, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I don't get chance to call because I'm dealing with the kids now. When school is out, I'll be back on the market. But listen, yesterday I went to the service station. I got $40 worth of gas. If I told you how much gas there was, you wouldn't believe it. It was only, out of $40, all I got was 7 gallons each of that gas, which was 14 gallons. That's ridiculous.
It is obscene, is what it is.
It is really ridiculous. I mean, this has got to be the worst administration ever been in office. I mean, Liz, did you hear the other day? Okay, I mean, what do these people that have kids in the military think? This man is saying, okay, you present this bill, but I'm going to veto it because you're not going to give me a time schedule on when to bring these babies home. Don't that tell you, that ought to tell everybody that this man is a dog. I mean, this is ridiculous, Liz.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
It is, and now,
again, it's another one of those obscenities. It's another one of those obscenities. How dare you say, I'm not going to say when I'm going to bring folks home. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to, because I'm concerned about the enemy. You know what? We have over 3,000 people that are, the Americans that are dead as a result of your lie, your manipulation, and your incompetence. And you're saying, keep killing them. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, these people that have kids in the military ought to be just outraged. I mean, it's ridiculous. This man is saying, okay, they're going to present another bill, they were saying. And he said, if they present that bill, I'm going to veto that one. I mean, gosh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. The California Democratic Party passes a resolution demanding the impeachment of George Bush and Cheney. Ouch. Ouch. The California Democratic Party has taken an historical step forward on the issue of impeachment in a resolution affirmed by the full state party convention on Sunday. The Democrats called on the U.S. Congress to use its subpoena power to investigate Bush and Cheney and to hold the administration accountable with appropriate remedies and punishment, including impeachment. While Speaker Pelosi has said no impeachment's off the table, Democratic Party rank and file has demonstrated its commitment to putting the issue on the table. On the table. The impeachment resolution at the California convention was the top vote getter. Ouch. Ouch. I don't know. I'm feeling some movement out here. I'm feeling some movement. Clifford.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I think the reason why Bush said they're winning the war over there in Iraq is because they're killing those Iraqis 300-1. You never hear them talk about on television, though, you know, that how many Iraqis were killed by U.S. troops. And you never hear them say, you know, that they killed Iraqis. The Iraqis that died, they always say it's roadside bombing.
Mm.
And, they're always blaming it on Al-Qaeda, mm-hmm. You know, as if, you know, 150,000 American troops over there aren't killing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured I'd impart with that.
Thank you for sharing that.
All right.
Great observation. 1-877-920-WGNU. Andrew.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Power is the people. It's about time somebody did something to get them off.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, can you go to the bank and every time you go to the bank, raise the gas price goes up when you come out the bank.
Mm.
That's been happening to me ever since I've been working for my own family. I've never been through nothing like this in my entire life.
Nobody has.
But I think they should have been got them out of there. Why go to the bank and come out, and the gas station's got a higher price gas every time I come out. Something's wrong somewhere.
Absolutely.
All right, Liz.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Great. I haven't heard many people speak about the baseball player that had that accident.
Okay. Well, haven't heard them speak what?
I haven't heard them complain about them about him like they did Leonard Little.
Oh.
I haven't heard much about that. And
well, you know.
They found out he had marijuana in his car enough to roll 6 cigarettes.
Shut up. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was on the news yet last night.
So he was smoking pot and he was drunk.
Well, they just said they found it in the car. They haven't got the toxicology report back yet.
Well, what do you think?
You know he was drunk.
Yeah, you know he was.
He had an accident 3 days before over in Sarjay, Illinois. They didn't do it. He was coming from one of those PTA clubs over there.
PTA clubs.
PT clubs.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering the difference here.
Well, I guess some people would say, well, nobody died except for him. So nobody was killed. So some people would try to make that point that, well, it's not like he killed anybody, he just killed himself.
Yeah, well, that's true too. But I think because their manager, their coach there, he was caught out there in Florida. He was drunk driving. And he say to the players?
That's a true fact. Was it the Cardinals guy that was caught out there in Florida?
Yeah, LaRusso.
That's right. It was LaRusso.
You know, LaRusso.
That's right.
Yeah.
So LaRusso driving drunk, why wouldn't his players drive drunk? You know, I think that's a better connection that has not been made out here. That here we have a ball club when the head of the ball club is out driving drunk. And I remember people were trying to just blow that off. The whole LaRusso piece. Yeah, the head of the baseball Cardinals, the Cardinals that they carjacked us to build that new stadium for, the Cardinals that cops can go down there and jack you up or your tickets in front of the stadium, and you have baseball players that are driving drunk and killing themselves, and this is what St. Louis is.
What it's all about, I guess.
You know, and maybe it's just because if you win a World Series, they're saying, you know, no harm, no foul. Drive as drunk as you want to. Jack all the ball tickets if you want to. Let the make no never mind about the head of the team out there driving drunk too.
Yes,
because
no
they won the World Series. If that's what this is, Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth played when he was high and drunk.
No, I guess Jason did, too.
Okay, I guess he did, too. I guess he did, too. Now, just let me just ask you this question, Mary. If that had been Barry Bonds who had been, okay, what would they be saying about him right now?
Crucified him by now.
Crucified him. Nobody would have said a word about his record because this cat didn't have a record. Hadn't been playing long enough.
29 years old.
29 years old.
And LaRusso fell asleep at the stop sign.
Drunk. They call that passing out, Mary.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They call that passing out.
I always learn a lot from you.
Thanks for your call.
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. The 9 o'clock hour. Oh, I see all y'all want to talk about something. You want to talk about some drunk baseball players. We'll carry this conversation on into the next hour. Stay with me.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother,
how can you decide? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many
or denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. An important meeting today. America's top diplomat sitting down with her Syrian counterpart for the first time in years. More from ABC's Jim Sciutto in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
The U.S. official confirms that Secretary Rice will meet the Syrian foreign minister Walid al-Muallam. The U.S. official says that they will discuss only Iraq, no other issues such as Lebanon. The same goes for any possible meeting with the Iranian foreign minister Manasher Mutaki, which the same U.S. official still calls, quote, an open possibility.
The meeting will take place at a summit on Iraq that's now underway in Egypt. It's back to square one for Congress. The House will try to hammer out an Iraq spending bill after President Bush vetoed the last one he got. More from ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
As if turning a page, President Bush informed leaders of Congress the White House is ready to negotiate.
I think it's very important we do this as quickly as we possibly can. I'm confident that we can reach agreement.
He will leave the heavy lifting to his low-profile Chief of Staff, Josh Bolton, who heads to Capitol Hill, where the hardest work will be done behind the scenes. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
It's cleanup time across parts of Texas and in five Pennsylvania counties after strong storms roared through both areas yesterday. Vinnie Davison lost her trailer. She lives near Pittsburgh. She says she has no insurance, but she knows she's thankful to be alive.
I'll fix it up somehow, I guess. Gotta do the best I can is all I can do. I'm just glad nobody was hurt.
Storms in Texas brought strong rain and wind, hail, and flooding. 10 Republicans who want to be president will meet tonight at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, for their first debate of the 2008 presidential campaign. Now, the whole thing is going to run just 90 minutes, which means no one candidate is going to get much time by himself at all. And organizers are worried that just one major gaffe could blow the whole thing. This is ABC News.
It's your grass, your flowers, your hedges, and your ideas. It's your yard, and now is when you need to get out there. At Ace Hardware, we're here to help you.
Right now, the lawn and garden department at your neighborhood Ace is blooming with fertilizers, bug killers, hoses and sprinklers, garden tools and barbecue stuff. Plus, a team of Ace folks to help you get just what you need to make it beautiful.
Come to Ace and find everything for your yard, plus expert advice to make your yard work, work. Ace, the helpful place.
Yo, so what'll it be?
1,000 pork chops, a couple of those strip steaks, 2 pounds of kielbasa, and a half ton of peace of mind.
That's it?
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report. And it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
And I like some pride of ownership, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details or visit FordCPO.com.
They say Virginia's for lovers. Today, though, it's for royalty. The British kind, Queen Elizabeth II, arrives in Richmond later today. More from ABC's Nick Watt in London.
One of the first things the Queen will do is meet with representatives from Virginia Tech. She will meet them at the Virginia State Capitol in a private meeting. After that, the main reason that she is here on Friday, she will join in the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the Jamestown settlement. She was here 50 years ago for the 350th anniversary, something obviously she holds close to her heart.
The Queen will also attend the Kentucky Derby. Have you found a few cockroaches around your place? A lot of people have, and they really have no use for them, but the Houston Museum of Natural Sciences does. In fact, it'll pay you for the bugs a quarter for each cockroach. The museum is opening a new insect exhibit, and it needs 1,000 live cockroaches. That is a very scary thought in and of itself. You give them at least one bug, you're going to get free admission to the exhibit. Daria Albinger, ABC.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, jurors have reached a verdict in a 4-year-old rape case. A St. Louis City jury needed just a few hours to convict 33-year-old Cormille Williams of rape, sodomy, and kidnapping. In June of 2003, a woman was running in Forest Park when she was attacked and raped. Last year, DNA evidence led police to Williams, who is already serving prison time for robbery. Williams will be sentenced in late June. He is facing 3 life sentences for the attack. The CEO of Pinnacle Entertainment was in town yesterday. Daniel Lee spoke at the Chase Park Plaza and discussed the issue of minority worker inclusion on Pinnacle's downtown casino project. Lee says he expects to have 20% inclusion on the casino and hotel construction project. Minority Inclusion Alliance spokesperson Eric Vickers is pressing for an even higher percentage of at least 25% and has threatened to shut down the construction through civil disobedience. However, Vickers says the alliance is optimistic after talks with Pinnacle in recent weeks. Finally this hour, the Cardinals will take a much-needed day off before returning to action tomorrow in St. Louis against the Houston Astros. They are traveling to Mississippi today to attend the funeral of teammate Josh Hancock, who was killed in an auto accident earlier this week. Adam Wainwright starts for the Cards tomorrow with a record of 1-2 and a 6.14 ERA. Chris Sampson takes the mound for the Astros. He is 3-1 with a 3.55 ERA. Game time tomorrow night is 7:10. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 270 between 367 and New Florissant, look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's near New Florissant. Expect stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and the 5570 merge. Look for delays there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, you can expect slow traffic from the Illinois Bank mid-span all the way into the landing. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is slow at the top of that ramp. Westbound 5570. Approaching 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got slow traffic in the left lanes. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270. Look for some slowdowns around the 270 interchange. Northbound 55 from Loughborough and Bates. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and McKnight. Look for slow traffic. Southbound 55 from Bates through Virginia. Look for an accident cleared at Virginia. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270. You've got slowdowns going on there. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for an accident cleared just west of 79. A whole lot of stuff going on out there. Eastbound 70 from North Broadway into Adelaide. Look for that accident to have been cleared at Adelaide, but traffic is still a bit sluggish. And westbound 270 from Illinois Route 3 in the Chain of Rocks. Look for traffic to be building this hour. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, a flood watch is in effect until this evening. Otherwise, occasional showers, isolated thunderstorms, highs around 70. This evening, showers likely, low around 60. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high in the mid-70s Friday evening. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers with a low in the lower 60s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high around 80. And Sunday, you can expect partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 64 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting light drizzle and mist with 66. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. It's Eye on the Lou with Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown. It's up on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Right there. love, peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting. Hand-picked school board members. Up-and-coming elections. Recalls. Battles in Jefferson City.
Welcome to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Eye on the Loo. This would be Thursday, the first Thursday in May. First Thursday in May. Eye on the Loo. You know what? We need to talk about how people treat people here in the state of Missouri, in St. Louis. Let's talk about these baseball players. Let's talk about Josh Hancock. And I'm reading one of the statements. Cardinals baseball player Josh Hancock killed in a car crash. Josh Hancock, a key member of the bullpen that helped the St. Louis Cardinals win the World Series last season, was killed in a car crash early Sunday. Police say that the 29-year-old Hancock was alone in his 2007 Ford Explorer when he struck the rear of a tow truck at 12:35 a.m. The truck was in a left lane assisting another vehicle that was involved in a prior accident. The driver of the tow truck, whose name was not released by the police, was not injured. All of baseball today mourns the tragic and untimely death of the St. Louis pitcher Josh Hancock. News of Hancock's death began to circulate on Sunday morning. Hancock had called him 3 days ago, called one of the players 3 days ago, asking him if he had received his World Series ring. Hmm. 3 days before his death, the Cardinals got a scare that some teammates said reminded them of another baseball player who died, Kyle. Hancock had overslept and showed up late for a game in St. Louis. Hancock was the only player to attend the DVD documenting the Cardinals' unlikely run to their 10th World Series champion. He was single. He joined the Cardinals in spring training last season.
Did you see the video, Liz? They showed a video from a video from surveillance camera across the way. He never even stopped, never even braked.
He was drunk.
He was hammered.
He was drunk. He was drunk. Now, I'm looking at the story of Tony La Russa, right?
the story of Tony La Russa. He's drunk in Florida. He's drunk? Because he had to take the DUI breathalyzer test. His blood alcohol was something like in the neighborhood of 0.85. He was drunk. So why isn't anybody making the connections, drawing the conclusions about this team? About the alcohol that is engaged, the alcoholic behavior that is engaged in. If the head of the team is getting stopped for DUIs in Florida, if the head of the team is doing this, why aren't we talking about what the rest of the team is doing? Why aren't we talking about this? And please don't tell me that this is in respect for the mourning of Josh. Because it has never stopped any news media, given all the news media that we have out here. We have the internet. We have the papers. We have the radios. We have the TVs. We have the iPods. We have everything out here. Somebody's supposed to be talking about this. The Cardinals have an alcohol problem. Why are folks whispering about it? And who is going to be held to atone for this? Oh, yeah, we got our eye on the Lou. Stay with me.
Hello, I'm Doug Scott, director. Hello, I'm Doug Scott, director of the Illinois EPA, with a special message for Illinois farmers. You've probably already heard a lot about global warming and that it could be devastating to Illinois, including our crop production. To help combat the problem, Governor Blagojevich has created the Illinois Conservation and Climate Initiative that helps farmers earn money for trapping carbon dioxide in the soil. For additional information on how you can be a part of the solution to climate change and make a little extra money, go to IllinoisClimate.org website.
Hello, I'm Minister Glenn Rogers, host of Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests, like Dennis Balthaser, the coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Felix Clairvoyant, a priest with the Raelium Movement, an organization that believes that mankind was made from a higher civilization of mankind, and William Bill Burns, editor of UFO Magazine. Tune in for more Radio UFO every Tuesday and Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. on AM 920. WGNU.
Around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. I am Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith, and we're talking about this issue of, it is how people are telling this story. I'm a little troubled by the telling of this story. I looked up this story from KMOX. And KMOX is reporting that St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa has asked a judge in Florida to send his DUI case directly to trial. He's waived the hearing arraignment. No trial date has been set. He was arrested on March 22nd after police found him slumped in his running SUV at an intersection. His sobriety test showed that his blood alcohol level was 0.93. The legal limit in Florida is 0.8. Shouldn't we be having a discussion about alcohol? Shouldn't we be having a discussion about that team, the head of the team? Shouldn't we be having a discussion about how this story is being told?
I would suggest that if the hue, the color of the players were differently, we would be having this discussion, but it would be more how they would characterize, wouldn't be so soft, because this is soft, totally been soft-shoed. There's a drinking problem, even as it relates to Cardinal baseball games. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and the Rams games, you know, we have these tailgates, and people say, well, that's part of the tradition, but there's a lot of drinking, drunk driving going on before games, the Cardinals games as well as the Rams games, that impact on our city. Yet, if someone is caught walking down the street drinking, because we have a ordinance that is against drinking in public, then they are arrested and prosecuted.
And I'm thinking this Sunday. I know that that was a beautiful day on Sunday, and because it was a beautiful day, even though gas is $3 and something cents a gallon, babies were out driving their cars and parking out there. Okay, and I know that a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about that. My point is that there were a lot of white police officers out there trying to enforce this whole drinking piece. I get that. I think that that should be done. It's how it's done, and it's but to me, it's how it's done, and when there is discretion, who is the discretion used in favor of? They don't do that around the Cardinals ballpark when there is a game in session.
Well, generally they don't. Occasionally there have been officers that have did it. You know, when I was on the bench, I did have some cases. You know, the people come up to me, it's like, what? You know what? You know, it was a tailgate. I was drinking at the tailgate. But generally speaking, no. Mm-hmm. It is not enforced at the tailgates outside of the stadium or outside of where the Rams play.
Mm-hmm. And whatever the name of that facility is now, because it changes every 6 months. But the other piece of this is that, I don't know, Irene. Maybe God just doesn't like ugly. Maybe God doesn't like the fact that the Cardinals facility was built with ill-gotten gains. Mm-hmm. Maybe God doesn't like the fact that the money that the citizens said, we're supposed to have a say in this, and Francis Slay shuffled on up to Jefferson City and said, bump y'all, I'm getting my stadium. And I'm going to cut whatever deals that I need to cut to get my stadium for this city. Oh, yeah, they won the World Series, but look at what's happening to the players. Look at what's happening to the head of the ballpark. Look at what's happening to what the ballpark is revealing about the police in our city. I mean, I don't think it's a message from God.
You know, I don't think it's over. And one thing for sure, we don't know what God has planned, and his plan is always the perfect plan. And there's a lot of things that need to be revealed in this city with respect to the way money is got for certain commercial enterprises in this city, as well as what's going on in the police department. And I believe that the cover, as with respect to the corruption that exists in the St. Louis Police Department, is about to be unveiled.
Absolutely. 1-877-920-WGNU. Earl.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown.
Good morning. I'm here with Irene J. Smith.
Yes. You know, what you just said about them soft-shoeing this issue, I wholeheartedly agree. But I would like to bring up one other aspect of this. Alcohol kills a lot of people in this city, in this state, in this country. But those who smoke marijuana and get behind the wheel and drive, I believe the number is extremely much lower. I thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for your call. Well, you know, I guess we could have that discussion about Josh because he had both of them. Okay, he had marijuana in his car and he was drinking.
Well, you know, it was a rented car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And the rented car.
It may have been there at the time that he rented the car.
Could have.
Doesn't necessarily mean that it belongs to him because
that's
it was
right.
A rented car.
Absolutely does not, but I think the odds are that it was his stuff. The odds are. But we do know that
if had there been arrest custodially, it would have been said this belongs to you under normal circumstances, but this was a rented car, Liz.
Mm-hmm. And but you know, and again, we don't know how they're going to do this. But the fact of the matter is that this story, and I guess the question for me is, let me back up. Is this a story of the city of St. Louis attempting to spin the story like they spun the story about the cops who stole the tickets from people? They don't want to make this a front page story because it'll get out to the rest of the world that this is what's happening. Is this just the St. Louis protecting its own?
I think it's a little of both, and I think it's, you know, look, the story could take many different facets, and you can look at it different ways, but in terms of what transpired, if this were not a Cardinal baseball player, you know, a Cardinal player for a team that just won the World Series, you would probably have, it probably would have played out differently. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, had this been, let's say, who is the number one hitter of home runs?
Barry Bonds.
We might see something differently. You know, the other thing is, you know, Mr. Hancock, I mean, killed himself, okay? So that's the issue of what his family thinks about this, okay? Mm-hmm. That, of course, the family should be left to grieve. But then it's just the way they play it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the way they play it. And it always depends, and particularly in this city, it always depends on who it is, how it's played.
It's not about the crime. It's about who's accused of
the crime.
How it's played. 1-877-920-WGNU. Jimmy.
Yes, I heard Irene J. Smith say that because it was a rented car, you'd be hard-pressed to convince me that if I got pulled over in a rented car, I could convince anyone that that wasn't my marijuana.
No, I'm just raising that because I was really being sarcastic. But as a defense attorney, I certainly can see that issue raised. And if you looked at, and I believe I was half asleep, one eye open last night, and I believe the commentator, I believe it was on Channel 4, said, well, it was found in a rental car. And so that's why I said it like that.
Right. Well, I've been listening to a few of the sports stations, and they're also, you get people that call in, as well as the guys who are hosting the show, saying that the guy named Vince that saw him drinking at Mike Shannon's could have ulterior motives and this and that. And I'm thinking, and that's why he won't tell his whole name. And I'm thinking he won't tell his whole name because these Cardinal fanatics will not let this guy live a peaceful life after, you know, he reveals anything.
What about the woman that worked at the restaurant who said, I offered to get him a cab? Why would she do that?
Because he was drunk.
There you go.
Because he was drunk.
There you go.
All right, you guys have a nice day.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yourself.
And I was talking to my sister last night about this. This is a tragic situation. You know, you think about the impact on the family and everything. And she was talking about this exact same thing, that the waitress had offered to get him transportation home. And instead he had indicated, no, I'm just going to go across the street to the hotel. But then he just decided to get on the highway. And then the issue about, three days earlier over in Sarge, Illinois, he had a near fatal, you know, a dangerous accident. So,
you know what? We need to be discussing this from the alcohol perspective. The head of the Cardinals team is facing a trial on DUI in Florida. His blood alcohol was 0.093. We need to be talking about alcohol and the Cardinals.
Yeah, right. And the other thing is, you know, when you think about spin, it's always their suppressive spin. I mean, they could have spun this another way and started out with things about how you shouldn't drink and drive.
There
the Cardinals against drinking and driving. I mean, there are some positive things that could have taken place, but we've seen our usual suppression of spin.
We're gonna take
on
a
very unfortunate situation.
We're taking a break. This is Eye on the Lou. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 270 between 367 and New Florissant Road. Look for an accident. It's clear just near New Florissant Road. Stop and go traffic due to that accident. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry. Look for delays around the 44 interchange. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79. You've got delays there as well. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270. Look for slowdowns around the 270 exchange. Northbound 55 from Herculane and McNutt through Route Z. There's an accident on northbound ramp to from Highway Z. Expect slowdowns. Southbound 270 between 70 and St. Charles Rock Road. Look for delays going on there as well. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and 170. Look for delays. 70 eastbound from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound 5570 from 64 all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays, especially in the left lanes. Northbound 270 at Clayton and Ladue. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound 64 from Ball Avenue into the 5570 merge. Look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the bridge into the landing. And eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270. Look for slow traffic. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. A flash flood warning is in effect, or watch is in effect until this evening. Otherwise, occasional showers, possible thunderstorms, highs around 70. This evening, showers likely, low around 60. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high in the mid-70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, the low in the lower 60s. And Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high around 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 65 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 66, both with light drizzle. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. It's Eye on the Lou that's on the way. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Do you have to go hungry tonight so your children can eat? If so, call the National Hunger Hotline at 1-866-3-HUNGRY for help. We can connect you to food programs and services in your community. Call 1-866-3-HUNGRY. That's 1-866-348-6479. Call between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. All calls are confidential. Se habla español. News to you from WGNU.
Rasta Resolution, removing the pollution and bringing you the musical solution with Rasilos right here, WGNU Radio.
King Silos, a culture nationalist, Rasta Resolutions airs every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Saturday night on WGNU Rasta Resolutions.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith, and we're just talking about St. Louis. We're talking about the extraordinary stories of St. Louis that should resonate all across this country. Talking about the fact that we have this baseball player that dies in a car crash where he runs into the back of a without slowing. Howard, the film shows he wasn't slowing. He just crashed right into it. Crash right into it. You can see the video of it. So what should we make about a team who's the head of that team, Tony La Russa, going to trial on a DUI?
Well, you know, as a former defense attorney and former prosecutor, yeah, he's a right to go to trial.
Absolutely.
You know, he came out. He didn't say a lot after it happened. He still looked pretty well hungover when he was talking to the press after he was released from custody. But he certainly has the right to go to trial. Perhaps he believes that he was not, in fact, driving under the influence, that perhaps he had maybe had something to drink, and perhaps he just pulled over to take a rest.
A quick rest, quick fast, and a hurry rest. Some people would call that passing out, but other people may want to call it a nap.
Right.
May want to call it a quick, fast, and in a hurry.
You know, and he may say there was something wrong with the procedures in the breathalyzer. And
narcolepsy is also an option.
That's right.
Narcolepsy is also an option.
You know, grandma's seizures.
There you go. Absolutely. All of that. Possible. But his blood alcohol was 0.93.
That is, if the toxicology is correct
Absolutely.
And if the methods for conducting
Absolutely.
The test were accurate.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
Absolutely.
He has a right to go to trial.
Absolutely. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Irene J. Smith and Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Hancock. I don't know if you paid any attention, but there's four things that stand out in my mind.
All right.
The first one is that accident on Route 3. He eased that vehicle out of there and didn't see an 18-wheeler coming down there and tore the bumper off of the car. Mm. Secondly, he refused a ride when he was at Mike Shannon's.
Mm.
They recognized that he was drunk, but he decided to drive on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that videotape real close, you'll find in the chassis of that, you know, Explorer, you'll see a gold cup laying there right in plain sight.
Mm. So you're still drinking?
Yeah.
Still drinking.
And then they say with the marijuana.
Now that gold cup could have been some coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. It could have been. It could have been Kool-Aid.
It could have been some water.
It could have been Kool-Aid. It could have been tequila.
Oh, well, you know, it could have been coffee.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, it could have been coffee.
Hot chocolate.
We do know there was an empty cup of something laying next to him. And irrespective of the empty cup of something, somebody tried to stop him from driving.
Mm-hmm.
All right now.
All right.
All right.
Have
Thanks
a good
for your
day.
Call. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. How you ladies feeling?
Outstanding.
Good. I was just calling because from last week I called the police that be on through today, and I said, don't you think those men with those tickets should be fine? He says, no, they shouldn't lose their job. But if that were my son, and he had two bags of 39 cents potato chips and stick them on his coat and walk out, they would have put him in jail. Buying him, tearing my coat, and make him pay a lot of money.
There you go.
And I like to know what's wrong with them. They don't think that they can be, oh, God, did nothing to. Look at how they did Strawberry. They kicked that poor man like he was a dog.
Thanks.
When they found about him. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. And let's go back to the whole, I don't know, maybe this is just the Cardinals curse. Because we got some amazing things happening quick, fast, and in a hurry, like a nap taken by Tony La Russa happening at the stadium.
You know, March 22nd and April 30th, we have the April 29th, I guess we have the incident with Hancock, you know, not even 40 days later, we have that incident. And then you just have all this.
Then Tony La Russa and then.
Tony La Russa, okay. Then Hancock. Mm-hmm. You know, we have that less than 40 days.
And then in between both of those, we have the cops stealing the tickets. And then people saying that there's nothing that they can use to prosecute these people. Their hands are tied. Well, okay, even if that is so, I don't believe it.
Wait a minute, run that by me again.
That you can't prosecute these guys because there's no evidence of them doing anything wrong, because the tickets have no value because
they were already used.
Yeah.
I mean, someone got the benefit of those tickets to say that you can't prosecute. Well, we totally analyzed how they could prosecute
them. But we have Tony La Russa, DUI charge. He's going to trial. Alcohol level 0.93. After that, we have the revelation of the thuggery and the thievery engaged in the St. Louis finest cops stealing Cardinals tickets from citizens. Then we have the death of, and I'm certain it will be turn out to be, he was driving while drunk, of a Cardinals player. You and I talked about what the ramifications of the these cops getting off scot-free for stealing. There's an article in today's paper.
Just tracking exactly what we said 3 weeks ago, that the defense attorneys are going to have a field day with this, because the credibility of those officers, and because remember, these were vice officers.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently their vice has caught up with them. And it's interesting. You're trying to sweep this under the rug, right? Cardinal tickets, trying to sweep it. We're just going to give them a slap on the hand. And then, boom, we have this thing with Hancock. Boom, we have this thing with the defense attorneys raising the issue, which people were just waiting on the names to be released.
That's right.
To see whether or not any of these officers, and they probably would be because they were from the vice squad, would be witnesses on drug cases, where oftentimes it's the officer's word against the defendant.
And here's this beautiful comment in this article about defense lawyers will go on the offensive against the cop officers in ticket scandal. Isn't that a wonderful word that they use for it? It's a scandal? No, it's much deeper than a scandal. Check this out. They tried to talk to Jennifer Joyce. Jennifer Joyce, the city's chief, the top prosecutor, declined a request for an interview, but said, in writing, prosecutors in my office are fully prepared and ready to fight for what is right in each of these cases. So what would be right? Would you, should you believe the words of cops who stole tickets? Would you believe their word on the stand? Would, I mean, doesn't she, let me just ask this question. As an attorney who took an oath about in order to be a prosecutor, doesn't she have an oath to say that it would be relevant that these particular cops have, she knows that they admitted to doing this. Is it unethical for her to object to the defense attorney raising that as a credibility issue?
You know, when you get into, is it unethical for her to raise the issue if it gets into, I don't know that it, because the way our rules of ethics are written, that it would in fact be unethical for her to object to what she wants to. She doesn't want this witness, her witness in any way, the character of her witness in any way, to be tarnished. So the question is, shouldn't she object?
And to me is that because the key, your job as a prosecutor is not to successfully prosecute cases, it is about the truth. And it is, and you have an obligation to the truth of that. And don't the citizens of the city of St. Louis have a right to know that the witness, the cop witness that's getting on the stand, whether or not he has committed an act of untruthfulness?
I think that
based on credibility and impeachment, that is a fair question. And it should be allowed. Any attempt to ask the officer about this certainly should be allowed. But then that goes all the way back to the fact that the refusal of the circuit attorney's office to investigate this matter in the first place.
And any further.
Right,
okay.
Any further.
Okay.
Because I submit to you that the reason why this didn't go any further is because the information that we were given, and more I'm believing that information is true, is that there was a request that came out as high up as the chief's office. I didn't say the chief's office, to go get these tickets.
But rest assured, St. Louis, and we will get to your calls when we get back, I promise. Rest assured, St. Louis, that the city councilor, Patricia Hageman, said she will continue to prosecute scalpers. So rest assured that the scalpers will be prosecuted. You can lay your weary head down on your pillow at night and know that the city of St. Louis will go after the scalpers, but they won't go after the cops that jack the scalpers.
Well, I certainly hope that the scalpers have requested a jury trial.
I hope so, too, because we all going to be there. Stay with us. This is Eye on the Lou. Place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Was Sheik Jerry Lewis Bey the Moor a government target or gangster? Read the Jerry Lewis Bey story and decide for yourself. Available online at Amazon.com or locally at the Ujamaa Bookstore. Published by Stallion Group Publications.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Eye on the Lou Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Irene J. Smith, and we're talking about the Cardinals, and I know you all want to talk about that, but two quick notes. Irene, the first one.
Dr. Jockenstein, I mean, we lost one who has been part of our community for some time.
Such a sweetie.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Such a sweetie.
You know, I could just hear it operating on your mind, Dr. Jockenstein. Been around a long time, you know, raised in East St. Louis, but certainly part of the St. Louis community, having worked at a lot of the radio stations here, particularly KATZ, Z100.
Remember KATZ?
Oh, KATZ AM. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, just rocking it. I mean, just call in, you know, call in show, and he had a roll call, and just a fantastic person, and he has suffered a number of strokes and had been hospitalized for some time, mm-hmm. and finally on Monday he passed. So certainly our condolences go out to his entire family and
huge
his
family.
Entire radio family.
Absolutely.
You know, Doug Easton, you know, Bernie Hayes, all the crew.
And I just want to say, because I want to get to some of the callers here, but I want to get some of the information out. And I never do this, but I'm going to do this because it was Dr. Jockenstein. There will be a tribute broadcast from 3 to 7 on Saturday on Slammin' Jammin' Oldies on KMJM FM 104.9. I think it's important because Dr. Jockenstein was such a legend, such a legend. And the funeral arrangements are pending, but you can listen to that. And he will be missed. I love this line that he framed the last, his personality framed the last 25 years of my life. That's what Jim Gates said. He's another legendary DJ here in St. Louis.
And they both were radio personalities at WSL
that's
as well.
Right. That's right. So he will be missed. Dr. Jockenstein. Let's get to some of these callers here. Bill, car phone.
Yes, my comment is about the Cardinal situation. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for any day, not waiting for, I'm waiting for them to blame it all on Barry Bonds.
There you go.
Okay, then
there
my
you
second
go.
Quick comment about the Cardinal situation is because if you notice in the last, just this, before they start building that new stadium, they had infused these quotes are like, this team is a family value team, this is
that's
a morally
right.
upstanding team and things of this nature.
Uh-huh.
And also my last comment is about this drunken public behavior. After the Rams games and the Cardinals games, on the Metro line, there's nothing but public drunkenness and behavior. They ride the people, those same drunks ride the trains for free. They intimidate the people who monitor the trains. They basically ride for free from East St. Louis to St. Louis and from St. Louis with the new line to Clayton and points elsewhere. And then there's always a shortfall when Metro cries about a funding shortfall. Their shortfall is making those people pay when they ride the trains on Rams Sunday and Cardinals baseball games.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Mac.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
Outstanding.
How you doing, Mac?
Speaking about Jennifer Joyce and her actions, her husband was a cop, right?
No.
Her husband wasn't a police cop?
No. You're thinking about the former D. Joyce Hayes.
Well, yeah, okay.
Jennifer Joyce is, to my knowledge, she has never been married.
Oh, okay, then. And speaking of the drug addict baseball player, the way they're trying to cover this up, they are probably looking into the records to find out whether it's a North St. Louis renter that rented that last car supposed to have the marijuana in it. He probably went to Sora J to pick his marijuana up that night, that Thursday. That's probably why he was over there.
Well, I don't think he was in that car, because remember, he had an accident.
Right. Well, he got his marijuana out of the first accident, transferred it to the next car.
All right.
You don't leave it behind.
Thank you, Matt.
And speaking of this, LaRusso,
yes.
They say he's going crazy down there since he got this drunken driving thing. I think he invited one of the post dispatch writers out to a duel the other night.
Well, you know, there yeah,
you go. Yeah, he's gone crazy down
all
there.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Yusuf.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
There's so many things I want to talk about right here. Racism. You know, baseball has been riddled with scandals since 1918. The Arnold Ralston fixing of the 1918 World Series, the Black Sox scandal. And you know, with racism being the way it was, you know, they forced out the black hitting coach, you know, a couple of seasons ago, before Hal McRae took over as batting coach, they forced the other black man out, saying that he was, you know, drinking on the job or whatever, you know, the case was now. And you know, just took him completely off the Cardinals team. But to get to the racism part.
Okay, and quickly, please.
Yes. With the exception of Latino ball players who are, you know, African by nature, you know, also, you know, we have hardly any black, you know, African-American ball players in the league right now. It's almost like it's a pre-Jackie Robinson situation
and
now.
Especially,
you know?
And especially on LaRusso's team. Welcome to the Wake-Up Call. Eye on the
Moon. How y'all doing? Hey, I just wanted to say, he stole my thunder. I was going to say that he blamed the World Series loss on the black hitting coach when they lost to Boston, I believe it was.
Is this Mo?
This Mo.
Okay.
They blamed the World Series loss because the batters wasn't hitting on this black batting coach
because of his
drinking. And they had a pitcher before that had a DUI, and they buried it in the post because it wasn't no accident or fatality like now. So it's racism, you know, all the time.
All the way through.
Without the Cardinals baseball. And this pitcher, now they're talking about building a monument. For what? I mean, he didn't do nothing great. But
And where are the mothers against drunk driving?
Right.
I want to hear them. I want to hear them. I want to hear them.
Yeah, but that's what they get. All right, thanks.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Robin.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Smith. I got a call, so please bear with me.
Okay, good morning. And quickly, please, Robin.
I want to make two comments. I want to make a comment about the Cardinals pitcher. I make my two younger children watch the news before they go to school, you know, make them watch it. And my youngest son, Justin, went to school that Monday, and it was he has a Caucasian teacher, a young Caucasian teacher, and she asked the class, did you hear about the Cardinals pitcher that, you know, that died, you know, Sunday, so. And my son just said, he raised his hand and said, yeah, I heard, because he was drunk, he got killed because he was drinking and driving.
And what did the teacher say?
He said, well, that was part of it. We're not really sure how he died. That's how he died.
Mm-hmm. And good for your son.
I was so proud of Justin. He came with some big old teeth. And another comment I want to make about Dr. Jackson. I just, when it used to snow outside, I just lay in the bed with him and say, all schools are closed. and then he would say, kids, get out of bed, school. Oh, but I mean, we were just waiting to hear Dr. Jackson tell us that we have to go to school now. I'm really going to truly miss him.
Yeah, Dr. J.
Dr. Jackson, have a good day.
Take care of yourself. Betty.
Yes, Liz, good morning. This is Sister Zetty. I just wanted to see if I could make a public service announcement.
Okay, quickly, please.
The Millions More Movement, located at 1408 North Kings Highway in the Victor Roberts Building, is presenting a 10-week workshop on the power of attraction, how to get out of life what you really want. It is free and open to the public, and we will be there at 6 o'clock this evening and at 6 o'clock for the next 10 weeks.
All right.
Presenting that seminar. Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Joe.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Yes, after I saw that accident, the first thing came to my mind, said that little guy was drunk, man. I mean, you could tell he was drunk. I mean, when you slam into the back of you, either were drunk or your medication or you had some kind of illness when you just ran.
Or you were texting when you were driving.
That's, so much of that stuff goes on down to Mike Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike Shannon, he got so drunk, he asked the man, how was his dead daddy doing? So you know that he was drunk. He
Thanks
asked Cunningham, how is your father doing it? I mean, right on television.
Ouch.
Okay,
ouch.
Thank you, Liz.
Ouch. Oh, my Lord. And one quick story. Apparently, our new Senator Claire McCaskill can't get no love from Catholic schools over there in, what's the word I'm looking for, Frontenac.
Mm-hmm.
She had been invited to speak at her daughter's Catholic high school commencement and was told she was no longer invited because of the church policy rejecting her position on abortion and embryonic stem cell research. Ain't that something?
Mm, second time in 99, it was Chaminade.
And I guess my question is because we're talking about West County, and we're talking about folks that live out in West County. My question is, I wonder if the dude that Matt Blunt appointed to this three-person panel that's supposed to take over the St. Louis Public Schools, I don't think it's going to happen, but the Sullivan dude, he from West County, none of his kids go to private school. I wonder if one of his kids is in that school.
You mean none of his kids go to public schools?
All of his kids go to private school. None of his kids go to public school. Right.
I don't know. But, I mean, the girls, I mean, she was invited by the class. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the archbishop, I guess he hasn't even had much attention of late. So he's had a lot of attention the last 2 weeks, that's for sure.
And then you rush over here to St. Louis U, and you look at this type of mentality that's going on. It doesn't stop at stem cell stuff now, do it?
I want to be able to control what goes into the student newspaper, so I want a charter change, so I'll be able to fire...
And hire
the editor for the student's newspaper. And that would be... Father Biondi.
Father Biondi. So understand that this stuff about who can say what, when they're going to say it with the Catholic Church, it doesn't just go to stem cell. Irene J. Smith, thank you so much. See you same time, same place next week.
See you.
All right, I'll be back. Stay with me.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger, and if you live in parts of Texas, springtime means strong storms. Last night was no exception. ABC's Jim Ryan checked out the damage in Fort Worth.
My God, it was just unreal. Packing torrential rains and winds topping 80 miles per hour, the overnight storms gave landlocked Dallas-Fort Worth a sense of what a hurricane looks and feels like.
You couldn't see anything. I mean, the big trees were just bending over.
And now North Texas is learning what hurricane recovery is like. Thousands are still without power. Property damage is extensive, and the forecast calls for the possibility of even more rain later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Fort Worth.
It's also cleanup time in 5 Pennsylvania counties hit hard by heavy rain, strong wind, and possibly a tornado. Do they send him the same bill again, or do congressional Democrats try to find common ground with the GOP on a measure to fund the Iraq war? They'll start working on it again today.
The first sign of Iraq compromise comes from Democrats. Leaders concede that the search for common ground will probably not include a date for U.S. troop withdrawal. The White House indicates it would accept benchmarks for Iraq's government, saying it's important to measure the performance of the Maliki government.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Secretary of State Rice will sit down with her Syrian counterpart today in the first meeting of diplomats from the two nations in decades.
There's been a deft management of expectations. U.S. officials telling me this morning that just the fact that all these sides are talking is progress. I think that if we come away from here with debt relief for the Iraqis, an agreement for some talks in the future on reconciliation, as well as benchmarks for the Iraqi government, very important to Iraq's neighbors, then they will call this a step forward.
ABC's Jim Sciutto in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The Queen's coming to check out the colony. Britain's Queen Elizabeth visits Virginia today for the 400th anniversary of Jamestown, the first permanent English settlement in the New World. This is ABC News.
I want my life to change.
Tonight, on an all-new two-hour Grey's Anatomy, the doctor who once had it all has had enough.
Anybody seen Addison? Oh, she's gone.
And she will make a decision that could change Grey's Anatomy forever.
This is Addison post-McDreamy, post-McSteamy. I just have to move on.
It's the two-hour television event that everyone will be talking about. Grey's Anatomy, right after an all-new Ugly Betty, tonight starting at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC.
Today, many advances in technology have benefited the field of criminal justice, and new jobs are emerging. How can you get involved? The ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue various career opportunities involving corrections, workplace security, and private investigations. Call now for an ITT Tech brochure. 800-ITT-3169. That's 800-ITT-3169. Not offered at every campus. Check the ITT Tech for a list of programs offered.
Well, like the song says, use sunscreen. Just make sure you don't overheat it. Confused? ABC's Donna Rapato can answer your question.
No matter what time of year it is, Miami's outdoors are always crowded, certainly its beaches. The sun and the heat can get quite intense here. If you're not going to stay in the shade, dermatologists now warn protecting skin with clothing is always safer than using sunscreens. Jenny Cifuentes from Wisconsin doesn't quite agree.
I'd rather not be overheated. I think overheating has its own damages.
The study advises tightly woven thick garments like denim, wool, and polyester. Donna Rapato, ABC News, Miami Beach.
3 years ago, he made national headlines by becoming the nation's first openly gay governor. Now, New Jersey's Jim McGreevy is living with a partner, and he's thinking of becoming a priest, not a Catholic priest. He was raised Catholic, but he's become Episcopalian, and he says he's been accepted to study at a seminary in New York City. I'm Daria Albinger. ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, four Metro East police officers were awarded Medals of Honor yesterday. Among them was Belleville Police Sergeant John Bruff, who was shot in the face while trying to arrest a murder suspect last year. Bruff received a standing ovation as he was awarded the medal. Others who received the Law Enforcement Medal of Honor included officers Timothy Klein, Henry Maxiner, and Jeffrey Sheary. A former Belleville alderman has admitted to stealing from his ex-boss. James Green pleaded guilty on Tuesday in St. Clair County Court to three counts of felony theft. Authorities say Green stole nearly $4,000 from Mechanical Supply Company, where he worked as a store manager. He was fired 2 years ago after the theft allegations came to light. Green did not seek re-election last month. He is free on bond, but could face 2 to 5 years in prison for each theft count. Finally this hour, Chris Carpenter is on the way back to the Cardinals' starting rotation. The former Cy Young Award winner threw three simulated innings on Tuesday and played light catch with the other pitchers yesterday. Carpenter has not pitched since opening day and went on the shelf with swelling and irritation in his pitching elbow. Manager Tony La Russa says that he doesn't think Carpenter will need a minor league rehabilitation assignment. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather for this 8 o'clock hour. A lot going on. Southbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road and 70. Accident left lane that's at near the McKelvey overpass. Look for stop-and-go traffic westbound 70 between Air Flight and Lindbergh. An accident, two left lanes are blocked. That's at Lindbergh. Look for stop-and-go traffic there. Eastbound 70 between West Florissant and Adelaide. Look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. That's at Adelaide. Look for slow traffic westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into New Florissant. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry. Look for delays due to a disabled vehicle in the left lane. That's just south of 44. So look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from K through 79 with four delays. Westbound 270 between Illinois Route 3 and Chain of Rocks Bridge. Look for some slowdowns there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across into the landing. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp on the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow at this hour. Northbound 55 between Union and Bates, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270, look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway through Timberlake Manor, look for delays. And that is a look at your traffic for this 8 o'clock hour. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, look for a flood watch in effect through this evening. Otherwise, occasional showers, possible thunderstorms, highs around 70 for this evening. Showers likely, low around 60s. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the lower 60s. And Saturday and Sunday, Saturday mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, high around 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a low high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies and 65 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 67. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? Our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power. Well.
have peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back. If it's Thursday at 8 o'clock, then it must be time for Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing fine, considering the dreary weather, but, you know.
Global warming.
And we have to push on, and there's lots of things that's happening in both in the city and in this country, so it's always lots to talk about.
And Jamala, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, initially we were going to have Jeff Stack, who is the lobbyist for Missourians to abolish the death penalty. He had a family emergency, but I still wanted to talk about the legislation that is associated with the death penalty that's in the House and the Senate right now, and to really talk about the importance of people being in tune and active and engaged in the legislation, because one of the things about change in this society, it comes only a few different ways.
Agitate. A kernel of corn doesn't grow unless you agitate the soil. You gotta agitate.
And our legislative branch and our judicial branch pays attention to that agitation.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those of us who elected people to go represent us, we can't afford to just leave them there on their own. We have to know what they're doing. We have to know what they're introducing. We have to know how they're voting. And the only way to do that is to be engaged. And so sometimes it helps to go up there, Liz.
Yes, it does.
And see the process as it's unfolding and to watch your people interact.
You know what another cool thing to do is, and another thing that so that you understand and you're not going to be distracted by or persuaded by either an outright misstatement from your legislator or a half-truth by your legislator. If you have access to the Internet, go to the website, and you can listen to them argue on the floor. And I sometimes just sit in my office when I'm working on things that don't, so I can use both parts of my head. I can just do some paperwork and listen to some of the things that they're saying. And you will be amazed at either how clever some of them are, how smart some of them are, and on the converse part of that, you're like, okay, Boy George, how did you get to the state legislature, too? Okay, because you are the dumbest kid in the class.
Right.
And yes. Then you can also hear how passionately, because they'll tell you, they'll come back and say, I argued like crazy for thus and such. And you can say, I heard you. And no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't. In fact, you didn't say anything. The only thing that you did was vote on it. How do I know? Because I listened to the thing,
right.
And I heard that you didn't say boo.
Right.
And if you don't have time to listen to that, you certainly can go online and see how a bill is progressing. And I think it's really, really important for us people of African descent to know what's going on and to know which bills are being passed in our own interest. Mm-hmm. And who's doing that? And sometimes the people that we have elected to go up there and to serve and represent our interests haven't done so. And in fact, when I look at a lot of the bills out of this session, Liz, it's really kind of scary. And which ones are likely to pass and which ones aren't. And so I think we have a vested interest in knowing what's going on and who is making sure our interests are being pushed to the back burner.
And the other piece of it also is, Jamala, people think the end of the session, just naturally, if you don't know anything about how the legislature or legislative sessions work, you would think the end of the session, okay, whatever. But this is the most critical time. This is it. This is D-Day. This is when you should really, if you haven't paid attention before, pay attention now.
Pay attention now.
And make your phone calls now.
Wheeling and dealing going on.
And make your phone calls. And make your phone calls. The squeaky wheel, folks. We will be back. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. Stay with us.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, you know, stranger than fiction, okay?
Always.
And you make such a wonderful point about how people need to be ever vigilant
in watching what happens in the legislature these last few days of session. We have 2.5 weeks left, I believe. And this one bill, what is it, House Bill 820, is proof of that. Tell us about that bill.
House Bill 820 was chugging along unbeknownst to us, and it came from under the radar screen. But it was really kind of a shocker for us. But at the same time, it shouldn't have been a surprise, because there is more movement around the whole moratorium effort. And, you know, eventually we are going to see a moratorium in Missouri. But here's what happened with House Bill 820. House Bill 820 is going to make it a misdemeanor.
Well, just read it all the way through. Just go ahead and read the whole thing.
Help me out. Where
okay,
is it?
House Bill 820 would grant anonymity to the
execution team members, close the execution protocol to the public and judicial oversight, and create a misdemeanor offense should someone divulge the identity of a team member, potentially punishing investigative reporters doing important work in our democratic society.
So let's just break this down. You and I talked about the name of Dr. Death on this show.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we were to find out who the doctor is, or who the person is, the monster is that they get to put the things in to kill people against their will, and we find out his or her name, and we say it on the radio, we could be charged with a misdemeanor if this law were to be passed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is an extraordinary law. First of all, it says that that the people that watch get anonymity, that the people, that the execution protocol would be closed to the public, it would be closed to judicial oversight, and it would create a misdemeanor for anybody who tells the identity of anybody that was there. Not just Dr. Death, but if I happen to say Congressman Bill Clay was at that execution, I could get a misdemeanor.
Oh, I know the guard that was there. His name is, you know, Joe Blow. Yeah.
A misdemeanor.
A misdemeanor.
And they're asking for a law. And I'm just trying to just work this through, Jamala, so bear with me. They're asking to create a law to eliminate judicial oversight. I mean, I don't even know that that's an oxymoron, but that is an extraordinary thing. A law to prevent the law.
Right.
Okay? I mean, that's what they're saying. We don't want no stinking judicial oversight. We don't want no stinking witnesses. And we don't want no stinking press telling what we doing as we kill people.
And you have to think about this, Liz. Why is that so important for them to memorialize in a law like that? So first of all, they're responding to the really a court injunction by the federal courts that there isn't going to be no executions until the state of Missouri gets their protocol right.
Mm-hmm.
So if this law passes, that automatically kicks that out.
Absolutely.
It kicks it out.
Absolutely.
So you know, what you're saying is absolutely right. They are checkmating the judicial arm.
Mm-hmm.
Saying
we don't want a stinking law. We're going to do what we freaking want to do. We're going to do exactly how we want to do it. We will kill people as we doggone well pleased to do.
And you better not tell.
And you better keep your doggone nose out of it, too,
mm-hmm.
because we will put a judge in jail. We'll charge a judge with a criminal offense if they try to stick their nose up in this with a judicial review.
And I just really want people to think about that. I mean, that is extraordinary measures to try to have an execution.
Okay. Yeah, because what are we talking about? We're not talking about protecting our children from somebody doing harm to them. We're not talking about making certain that education is received by every child, a quality education. We're talking about an extraordinary lawless act to be engaged in order that we're able to kill somebody. That's some messed up stuff.
Absolutely. And so the reporter that divulged the name and did the expose on Dr. Alan Dierhoff, Dr. Death, would be charged immediately for us to repeat that information and tell a whole nother audience, we would also be charged.
And
so,
you know what? And I was telling you off the air, oh, charge me, because I won't go trial. I won't go trial, and charge me, okay? Because that's going to be a fun trial. You need to charge me for that, okay?
So right after we have that show, there'll be police waiting for us to arrest us and take us on down to get our charges. So
in the words of Marvin Gaye, let's get it on. Mm-hmm. Let's get it on.
Yeah.
You know, but that is the legislation that is going on and that was flying under the radar. And I understand why this one was traveling under the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
I understand why they were trying to keep this one hidden from us. And the other piece of this, Jamala, is this is contrary to a democracy. I mean, if you say you believe in a democracy, if you say that you believe in the letter of the law, if you say that you believe in the spirit of the law, how can any legislator, a creator of the law, have the gall to come out with a law that says, I don't believe in any of that? This is a lawless piece of law.
Here's the other thing. When families who have been for the death penalty say, I want to see the Joker who killed my loved one. I want to see him die. So they get a chance to be a witness at the execution. They are willing to sacrifice those allies to push this bill because they can't be in there either.
Mm-hmm.
So they're willing to say, sorry, love y'all for what y'all did. Y'all helped bring us to this point, but we got to let you go now because nobody can be in here.
It says, and I will read it again, it would grant anonymity to the execution team members and close the execution protocol to the public. Okay? Victims, you the public.
Mm-hmm.
You the public. You are not the execution team. You are the public. And they would close it to judicial oversight, and they would create a misdemeanor. So what are we telling people to do, Jamala?
We are telling people to...
Write this number down. Write this number down. HB 820. Write that number down.
HB 820. And we're going to get into another one in a minute, but you need to find out where your legislature is on this, and you really need to be lobbying them.
H. Bill 820, because this is and this is an obscenity, and then we're going to talk about the other bill when we come back. But I just want to underscore that you need to call your legislator about HB, that's House Bill 820.
And then we're saying that, Liz, because they may not even know that it's going through there. A lot of times, if you're only trying to make sure your bills get passed, all the other stuff doesn't really hit you until it either comes in conflict with a bill that you're introducing or trying to pass, or not at all to the end of the session. So it's very important that people let their legislators know that HB 820 is moving.
Right.
It's moving.
Absolutely. And it is, again, an extraordinary piece of a lawless piece of legislation. And we're going to take a break. And before we take a break, I just want to remind everybody, in the next hour, I'm going to be joined by Danny Schechter. He has a wonderful new movie out. It's all about the cost of debt in America. Danny Schechter is an amazing movie. He's going to be on the show talking about debt. Talking about the cost of debt, talking about people living in their cars because they've lost their homes, talking about the extraordinary people starting out with a $5,000 loan and ending up owing people $50,000 even though they haven't charged anything once they reach that $15,000 level. Why? We're going to be talking about that when Danny Schechter joins the wake-up call in the next hour. We're taking a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. We're talking about the death penalty, as always, its impact, and the story of Reginald Clemens. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Southbound 270 between St. Charles Rock Road and 70. Look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's near McKelvey Overpass. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 70 from 170 through Lindbergh. That accident's cleared at Lindbergh, but you still have residual stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge through New Florissant. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry. There's stop-and-go traffic due to a stall around south of 44. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79. Look for slow traffic there. Southbound 270 at 70 and St. Charles Rock Road. Look for delays. Westbound 40 between Hampton and 170. Look for some delays there as well. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from West Florissant and Adelaide. Look for that accident to have been cleared at Adelaide, but you still have some residual slowdown as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic on that ramp. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for delays. And eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270. Look for slow traffic. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend. For today, look forward to a flash flood watch is in effect until this evening. Otherwise, occasional showers and thunderstorms. High around 70 this evening, showers likely, low around 60. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the lower 60s. Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning on Saturday, partly sunny by the afternoon, high around 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 66 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 67 and overcast skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. Up next is more riveting radio with Liz Brown and Justice for Reggie with Jamal Rogers and Liz Brown. It's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
The University of Missouri St. Louis presents the Associated Black Collegians Health and Wellness Fair on Monday, May 7th from 11 to 3. It takes place at the Millennium Student Center on the campus of UMSL in Century Rooms A through C. The fair includes free food, massages, and health screenings. For more info, call 314-516-5731. Something for your health from AM 920.
around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, we're talking about this legislation that's sneaking and snaking its way through up there in Jefferson City, and legislation that pertains directly to the death penalty. Let's talk about House Bill 945. Can you read that?
Well, House Bill 945 will dictate capital punishment for the murder of a, quote, criminal justice official unless jurors can be convinced of mitigating factors which outweigh the crime severity. So essentially that says that there will be an automatic death penalty for law enforcement officials. So in the course of, you know, a police chase or you...
Before we get to that example, let's dissect this a little bit more. Because I want to understand this. We're talking about the concept of elevating one individual's life above all of our lives. Because it seems to me that a person whose grandmother was murdered, and they got the right person who murdered them, and they are going to ask for the death penalty, it seems to me that that person would make the argument that my grandmama's life is just as valuable as a law enforcement life. I believe in the death penalty. Why shouldn't he or she get an automatic death penalty for my grandmama's life? Why is your, or how is your life any more valuable than my grandmama's life? And what happens to a society that begins to buy into the value of life being determined legislatively with laws that this person's life is more valuable than another? What happens to that kind of, what happens to our society if we begin to buy into that?
Well, first of all, I don't think we're going to buy into it. I think people will become resentful.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, just imagine if you have somebody that was murdered and then that person gets that murdered them may get 3 to 5 years for, and you're thinking, huh? And then a police officer gets killed and that person gets the death penalty. I mean, there's just so much inequality in that equation. You know, the other thing about it is, and people may recall that Governor Blunt mentioned this in his State of the Union address.
What did he say?
He said, I mean, essentially he put out there that needs to be something that we look at.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, us in the, you know, death penalty movement said, well, wow, that's not going to happen because it's already been proven unconstitutional.
Well, tell us about that, because this has gone before the Supreme Court.
This has gone before the Supreme Court, but in a couple of states, they've been able to overrule it. And apparently that's the thing that they thought was going to happen here in Missouri. So obviously somebody has taken the governor's desire, put some legs on it, and
governor decided before he wrote his speech that this is what we're going to do, because he didn't just make that up. He knew he had already put it in motion before he put it in his speech.
And looky here, we got HB 945. So, you know, both of those pieces of legislation need to go down in flames And for folks who think that somebody's life is more has more value than somebody else's, I don't see how we could have a society where we're putting, I mean, we already do that, but it's sort of an unspoken, because we know that black people get killed and very little happens as a result of that. And that's whether it's by the police or by another person in our community. The sentence is very different from that of a white person. So now you're saying that based on somebody's career, they get another kind of status. I mean, it ought to be unconstitutional.
Absolutely,
so,
because let's tell the truth, you know, tell the truth and shame the devil. People will make the argument that, well, their jobs are so dangerous. Actually, the most dangerous job in America is being a fisherman. That is a more people die in the course of being a fish, of commercial fishing. I don't mean, you know, sitting on the lake fishing, but commercial fishermen, they die. That is the most dangerous job in America. So why not elevate them to the same place? And they took this job like every other American takes any other kind of job. They took it because they chose to take it. Goody for you that you decided to do service. I applaud you for that. If that's the reason why you got into it, but let's have that conversation why you got into it before I give you credit for doing it. But if that's the reason why you got into it, good for you. God bless a nurse. God bless a physical therapist. God bless a doctor. God bless a teacher. God bless everybody who takes jobs that tries to make the society that we live in a better or healthier place. None of you, however, lives are more valuable than anybody else's life in America. Let's just make that clear. Your life is not more valuable than mine, because if that's the case, then what does that do to the lives of women, given the fact that women are looked at as a second-class citizen, they get paid less, all that kind of stuff, of people of color, of people of African descent? If you number one, where does that put me on the scale of things?
Especially if you have law enforcement that are lawless.
There you go.
Now, how do they get to be elevated to that kind of position?
So the cop that stole the tickets from the legitimate ticket holder at the Cardinals game, his life is worth more than your grandmama's life, who did nothing but give alms to the poor and bring in the homeless and love on you and raise your wife. Y'all right. His life is more valuable than your grandmama's life.
And to me, Liz, it opens up this whole thing about really, it reinforces the inequality that already exists in this society about who's more important.
There you go.
And I'm like you. I can think of a number of professions that may not on the surface seem to be dangerous, but the fact, if you look at the kind of stress level that associated with those, then you start to see that people in those professions are more susceptible to
suicide
mm-hmm. drug abuse,
mm-hmm.
All kinds of things because of the stress. So
I really don't
think we want to go there.
No, we don't. I mean, you know what the profession that has the highest suicide rate? Dentists.
Oh. I was going to say pilots.
No, dentists.
Dentists.
Dentists, because of they don't like people to be in pain. They're giving, some people make them feel like they're putting pain in people. Dentists have the highest suicide rate. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? So, and the other piece of it I want to talk about is the point that you started to make at the front part of our discussion about House Bill 945, the recent Supreme Court decision that came down. Make that point.
A couple of days ago, the Supreme Court ruled that it is appropriate for police to engage in scar chases. And this, Liz, is even if it's just a speeder.
And they can, and more importantly, they cannot be sued if you are killed or injured as an innocent bystander during the course of their pursuit.
And I want to make that clear. That's whether you were in the car being chased or you're an innocent bystander.
There you go. Now, tie that, Jamala, to this bill, House Bill 945, that they're attempting to pass here in the state of Missouri, that says that police officers, if they are killed, then the person who killed them gets the automatic death penalty. Tie that to that police chase decision coming down from the Supreme Court.
Well, what you have is a person that's totally enamored by the law. You have a police officer who engages in a police chase, whether it be justified or not, kills somebody, or gets killed, and based on that, let's say he gets killed as a part of the chase, the person who led that chase is going to be charged with murder.
Mm-hmm. No, and going to get the death penalty.
And going to get the death penalty.
Right. And then the other part of it is that you, as an innocent bystander, if you were killed during the course of that, you didn't do nothing. You just happened to be there. And let's say that the police was chasing somebody who they saw or who they didn't see, that they didn't know was doing anything. Let's say that the person that they were chasing is someone that they didn't have to chase. They didn't see them commit any crime. They just thought that he had done something, and they were chasing him wrongfully, okay? The person survived in the car that was being chased. He now is facing a murder charge, or facing the death penalty because the cop died. You, as an innocent person, because of the Supreme Court law, cannot sue that cop who, or your family cannot sue that cop who killed you. So who wins in here? Only the police officer. I don't get any justification because, or I don't get any reparations. I don't get any payment for the wrongful taking of my loved one who wasn't doing anything, and the poor person that was being chased who didn't do anything. He's going to get the death penalty. I'm going to get bupkissed, and the police officer going to get the death penalty.
So either way, that police officer's position gets elevated.
There you go.
Both at the Supreme Court level and both at the state law level. So I think it just has extreme ramifications for the way that we operate in the society. And I know for a fact, Liz, that a number of the local police departments have had to put in place, based on the number of flawed police chases, policies that I think are reasonable and doable. I know when Burns was chased over there in Maplewood, and we went and looked at the policy and talked with the police chief and the mayor over there in Maplewood, they had a pretty good policy on chase.
Okay.
I mean, you pretty much didn't need to be chasing anybody. I mean, that's what it boiled down to, except in the case where you knew that person had just committed a felony. Not just a crime, but that person carjacking or whatever. So now we have something where even if you're just speeding, the police can chase you down.
And if I happen to be walking across the street and they hit me, so what? Your family has they can't charge the cop who started it, the chase, because you can't, you know, they started the chase. Can't sue them.
And then when we come back, Liz, I want to talk about the double racial implications of that.
All right. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap. Weekday afternoons, immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920, WGNU.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And we're talking about two bills that you should write down. House Bill HB, that's HB, House Bill 820, and HB 945. Call your legislators, call your state representatives, and tell them to oppose these bills, because these bills are percolating through the Missouri House. House Bill 820 and House Bill 945. House Bill 820 is a bill that would say that it is that you cannot have judicial oversight of the execution of anyone. That anybody that reveals the name of the execution team or anybody close to the execution protocol can get charged with a misdemeanor. We're talking about reporters. We're talking about family members. Anybody that reveals that name, you would now be able to be charged with a misdemeanor if House Bill 820 is passed. And then House Bill 945 is elevating the life of one person over the rest of us, and saying that if a police officer is killed, then there's an automatic death penalty for the person who kills a police officer. And Jamala, talk to us about the double racial ramifications of that, because we were talking about the Supreme Court ruling that just came down where a cop can chase somebody and kill somebody and kill an innocent bystander in the process of chasing somebody and not be found liable civilly for that. They can't be sued for that. And we were connecting that to this attempt at this law here in Missouri about the police officer now getting the automatic death penalty. Talk about the double racial ramification of this Supreme Court decision where you cannot sue a police officer who kills an innocent bystander in a car pursuit.
Well, one of the things that I always remind people is where police chase happen. And 9 times out of 10, they happen in communities of color and poor communities. So you will not see a car chase going through Ladue. You're just not going to see it. I don't care if that person hijacked or whatever. They're going to get a helicopter. They're going to get some other means. They are not going to be chasing somebody through a residential area the way that they do in our communities. And most of us have seen car chases going through our community. I know I've seen several. And you always wonder who's going to get hurt through this process, either at the end of the process of whether or not they actually get the person who they're chasing, or that person crashes and kills themselves, or while they are in pursuit, that the police car hits somebody, as they did with the minister and his wife over there at Solomon Temple. So the fact that this policy is allowed to be implemented in our communities, we need to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop that.
I guess, in other words, you're saying that twice, they're saying twice that we don't care about the value of your life. We don't care about the value of your life because we're not going to let you sue no matter how many wrongs the cop did in killing your loved one. And secondly, we don't care about the value of your life because we're telling cops, go ahead and chase people down because ain't nothing going to happen to you no matter who you kill. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to happen to you. You can't be sued or punished for this. So your life has... People in urban areas, people of African descent, people of color, they're being told two times, your community don't matter, your life don't matter.
Exactly, exactly. So to me, that's, you know, all the more reason why we need to be opposing House Bill 820 and House Bill 945. Now, we already have the Supreme Court ruling. I don't know how you get around that because, you know, that's the highest law of the land, supposedly. But here you have... the Supreme Court 8-1, and I'm still trying to find out who the dissenting vote was, but 8-1 that says it's okay to chase people, and if you kill somebody, you are immune. So, you know, we really need to look at elevating police officers to the point where they can do no wrong. They can never be prosecuted under any circumstances of the law.
Prosecuted, okay. First of all, we know that the legal system is not going to prosecute the cop who was, because you have to have a circuit attorney, a district attorney that is going to bring a charge against a police officer for killing an innocent person police pursuit. They're not going to bring that charge. So you know, first of all, that you will find no justice in the criminal courts. And now the Supreme Court is saying you will find no justice in a civil court. Now, they went after OJ after he was found not guilty. Okay, we have a civil court system that said, go get the person. Even though the criminal justice system said he committed no crime, they say it's fine, go get his money, even though he was found innocent. And irrespective of what you believe of whether or not O.J. Simpson was guilty or innocent, our legal system said it's perfectly logical, perfectly acceptable of a person who was found innocent in a criminal case, in the criminal justice system, you can go get them guilty in the civil court. They're saying, the same Supreme Court is saying that, oh, no, when it's a cop, you can't get them in the criminal side because you killed somebody, an innocent person, and now you can't get them in the civil side either.
Yeah, and it really then goes back to the struggle that the Coalition Against Police Crimes has been waging for a number of years, and that is we need local control of the police. And all of these things have to do with legislation and agitation, as you said. And until we recognize what the full impact of these rulings are, the full impact of these laws are, then we're going to continue to be pawns, and unfortunately some of us dead pawns in this whole game. And I don't think the future looks well for that kind of position or superiority being put on police officers when every day they're showing how lawless they are. All we got to do is look at L.A., who under oversight by the Justice Department, and they still misbehaving. I mean,
I just had a guest on yesterday that was talking about the prison system in California, and he was talking about that within the prison system, they have guards that are creating racial circumstances where white prisoners live over here, white Aryan Nation people over here, people of African descent over here. They would open up the certain jail cells and have the two people fighting each other,
right,
these gladiator fights,
mm-hmm,
and then the guards would kill the black person.
Mm-hmm.
With,
mm-hmm,
with their bullets, and nobody has gone to jail for that.
Right, right. This is fun time for them.
You know,
and again,
it speaks to where we are. Do we want to live in a society where there is a certain element of society that is immune from everything?
Right.
You know, are we safer and better off when there are no checks and balances in every aspect of our lives? Are we? Oh, do we ever want to get to a place where we hand over complete and absolute power to anyone? That's why we have three forms of government. We have the judiciary, we have the executive branch, and we have the legislative branch. Because the founders said we're supposed to, we have to have checks and balances.
We have to have checks and balances, and I just think we're moving to a place of total chaos and anarchy when we allow the people who are supposed to protect and serve that are allowed and given latitude to break the law and to break your laws. So I think that, you know, if people can't remember the bills, go to Reggie's website at www.justiceforreggie.com, where we have both those bills as well as the moratorium bills.
And as one of my callers has called this that type of a circumstance, it's chaoticy. It is absolutely
It is chaoticy. And it's not going to be any better for us as people of African descent.
That's right. And I want to thank you so much. And before I go, I also want to thank our sponsors, Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward. Thank you for the sponsorship of this show. Without it, we couldn't do what we do. We really appreciate that. Jamala, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz. And we'll keep people abreast of how this is moving through the house.
And I will see you same time, same place next
week.
Same
time next week.
And don't forget, in the next hour, I will be joined by Danny Schechter, movie maker, movie producer, independent filmmaker, and he talks and writes about media issues. We're going to be talking about this film of his, In Debt We Trust, America Before the Bubble Burst, The Money We Owe, and The Bill That's Coming Due. In the next hour, you don't want to miss my conversation with Danny Schechter. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The top diplomats from the U.S. and Syria are sitting down for the first time in almost 30 years. More from ABC's Jim Sciutto at a multi-nation summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
U.S. official confirms that Secretary Rice will meet with the Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Amualem. The U.S. official saying their discussion will focus only on Iraq, no other issues, such as Lebanon, for instance. That goes also for any possible meeting with the Iranian foreign minister, Manashu Mutaki, which the same U.S. official says is still, quote, an open possibility here. This is the largest Iraq summit since the invasion, more than 60 countries involved. They are discussing hundreds of millions of dollars in debt relief today. Tomorrow, they will focus on security. Jim Sciutto, ABC News, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
So do they send them the same bill over and over again, or do they try and make some kind of a common ground attempt with the GOP? That's what congressional Democrats are wondering as the House begins working today on a bill to fund the war with Iraq. The president vetoed the last one because it set an exit date for U.S. troops. There's more rain in the forecast today. Four parts of Texas drenched by heavy rain overnight, not to mention winds of up to 100 miles an hour. More from ABC's Jim Ryan in Fort Worth, Texas.
For a lot of people, the misery of cleanup is being compounded by a lack of electricity. Much of the damage around here was done by the wind, blowing trees down into power lines, and now hundreds of thousands of people without electricity. It's coming on little by little. At the height of the storm, more than a third of a million were without power. Now it's down to about a quarter of a million.
Five counties in western Pennsylvania were also hit hard by storms, including possibly a tornado. Virginia is usually for lovers, but today it's for royalty. Britain's Queen Elizabeth is on her way to Richmond. She'll visit the Commonwealth to mark the 400th anniversary of Jamestown, the first permanent English settlement in the colonies. She'll also talk to survivors of the Virginia Tech shootings, and she'll go to the Kentucky Derby. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 6 points in early going, and the NASDAQ is ahead 3 points. This is ABC News.
I want my life to change.
Tonight, on an all-new two-hour Grey's Anatomy, the doctor who once had it all has had enough.
Anybody seen Addison? Oh, she's gone.
And she will make a decision that could change Grey's Anatomy forever.
This is Addison post-McDreamy, post-McSteamy, and I just have to move on.
It's the two-hour television event that everyone will be talking about. Grey's Anatomy, right after an all-new Ugly Betty, tonight starting at 8, 7 central, only on ABC.
Today, many advances in technology have benefited the field of criminal justice, and new jobs are emerging. How can you get involved? The ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue various career opportunities involving corrections, workplace security, and private investigations. Call now for an ITT Tech brochure. 800-ITT-3169. That's 800-ITT-3169. Not offered at every campus. Check the ITT Tech for a list of programs offered.
You know, sometimes you can talk your way out of a speeding ticket. Here's how a Florida woman did it.
Deputy Sheriff Kevin Stavins pulled Melissa Langston over because she was speeding. She had reason.
Sorry, my father's having a heart attack.
Her father was in a hospital ER, victim of a heart attack. She pleaded with the deputy to let her go. He insisted on writing a ticket. After several minutes, the distraught woman drove away into the hospital parking lot. The deputy gave chase and pulled her out of the car, handcuffed, and arrested her.
That was not smart.
Get there.
You're not going to get the scene if you're going to jail.
The deputy was given a 5-day suspension for excessive use of force. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The warmer weather may have you thinking about tackling that home fix-up project before you fire up that power tool, though consider this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 36,000 people go to the ER each year with chainsaw injuries, and nail gun injuries are way up, not among the pros, but us amateurs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryansmeyer with your WGNU News update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, gas prices continue to skyrocket. The national average price for gasoline is expected to reach $3 in the next few days. AAA says that some St. Louis locations are already charging more than $3 a gallon. Local businesses say they are bracing for another costly summer. AAA attributes the price surge to problems that include outages at oil refineries, strong demand, and low imports. A Fenton man has been charged in a fatal accident on I-270. St. Louis County prosecutors say Christopher Cottrell was driving a tractor trailer with an oversized load on Monday. While driving, he struck a parked tow truck and killed driver Aaron Helfrich. Cottrell has been charged with leaving the scene of an accident, driving on a suspended license, and possession of marijuana. He is free on $10,000 bond. Finally this hour, the FDA is asking drug manufacturers to expand their warning labels for antidepressants. Federal health officials say that young adults face an increased risk of suicidal thoughts and behavior when they first begin taking the medication. The Food and Drug Administration wants the warning labels to include adults age 18 to 24. They already include similar warnings for children and adolescents. The labeling changes would note that depression and certain other serious psychiatric disorders are themselves the most important causes of suicide. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 55 from Arsenal through Gravois. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident south of Gravois. Southbound 270 between 70 and Dorset. Look for traffic easing up after an accident's been cleared near the McKelvey overpass, but expect some delays still. Westbound 70 between 170 and Lindbergh. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident that's been cleared around the Lindbergh intersection. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79, or through T.R. Hughes, actually. Look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's at T.R. Hughes. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 44 from Grand through Vandeventer. Look for road construction. Two lanes are closed. Eastbound 70 at Lake St. Louis. Look for road construction. One lane's closed. Westbound 40 from Hampton through Oakland. And then again, eastbound 40 from Oakland through Hampton. Look for a roadway reduced to two lanes in both directions due to road construction. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood through Hanley, and then westbound 40 from Hanley through Brentwood. Look for road construction there as well. Left lane's closed. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well this hour. Westbound 64 from Ball Avenue into the 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into the 270-255 intersection. Look for no delays. Northbound 270 at 70. Look for slow traffic in the right lanes, and eastbound 70, consequently, from east of Earth City Expressway to past St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some slowdowns, but everything is on the move. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, look forward to a flash flood watch in effect until this evening. Otherwise, occasional showers, possible thunderstorms with a high around 70. For this evening, showers likely, low around 60. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, a high in the mid-70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers with a low in the lower 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy most of the morning, then becoming partly sunny by the afternoon with a high around 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy sky with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have overcast skies and 67 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. Up next, more riveting radio with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you say?
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to the Wake Up Call. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of things to talk about. My guest this hour is Danny Schechter. He's a television producer, an independent filmmaker. You know him. He's been on the show many times before, talking about all kinds of media issues. He's the author of Embedded Weapons of Mass Deception, How the Media Failed to Cover the Iraq War, and he did that in 2003. The more you watch, the less you know. My goodness. I know that many of you are going to really connect to this issue that we're going to be talking about today, this issue of debt. How did we get here? Is there such a thing as debt American style? Do we do it differently? than anybody else in the world. I tend to think that we do dead American style. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about his film, In Debt We Trust, The Money We Owe and the Bill That's Coming Due. Danny Schechter is joining us from New York. Danny, good morning.
Hey, it's been a long time. Happy to be back with you.
It's great to have you here. Do we do debt differently than other people do? Is debt American style different?
Well, first of all, we start off as a more developed country. So people are integrated into, a banking system and a credit card system and a system that basically targets people as individuals, not as groups. You don't have a government protection here in the way you do in some countries. So we have a situation which is growing in intensity, where Americans are falling farther and farther behind in terms of paying their bills. The middle class is shrinking, and money from the lower end of the spectrum is moving into the vaults of the higher end of the spectrum. So you have this, distribution of wealth upwards, not downwards, in terms of more economic fairness. We have a national debt that's approaching $10 trillion. Which goes on and on, fed by the war in Iraq, fed by all sorts of policies. The dollar itself has been dropping all over the world, making American products cheaper. This benefits big companies that are selling, but it doesn't benefit you and me. The market may be going up, enriching a few, but not really the many. And, we're in a crisis here that is not really being appreciated and spoken about. 2 million Americans, 2 million, face foreclosure of their homes, and guess what? 54% of them are African American. So we have a situation where the people who can least afford to have this kind of economic attack on them are the ones that are being targeted. And it's across the spectrum. You have white college students going to school and leaving college with $40,000 in debt on average.
And that's just an obscenity.
Yeah, so that means that the first thing they can do, they can't go and take time off or work in community groups, do nonprofit things, the things they want to do. They've got to get a job anywhere right away to start paying back the credit card company and the student loan. And
And you know what also, Danny, it's not just what they owe in student loans, because we have the same college students that are racking up all of this credit card debt,
exactly,
in addition to the student loan debt that they have.
Exactly. And so, and this is all part of a country that over the last, I don't know how many years, I don't know how to date it exactly, but has moved from a country based on production, with the factory as the icon of American power, our big industries and all the rest of it. As those industries shrunk in size, outsourced jobs overseas, and in many ways imploded, what's happened is we move from a production-based society to a consumption-based society.
And I'm going to have to hold that thought, because we have to take a break. I'll be back with Danny Schechter. We're talking about In Debt We Trust, America Before the Bubble Burst, The Money We Owe and the Bill That's Coming Due. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Thank you.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
This is a little something to help you get through the day, if it could. It was more than a tragedy, emotions be grabbing me. Plane fell from the sky, we trying to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS, till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, live into your woods. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives and dies, breathes and stops? All this judgments on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees, still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned. Cause Matthew Buchanan say I'm greedy. You can take my taxes and send me to war, but can't feed me. It's so easy to regret things after they done. Babies catching murder cases, scared to laugh in the sun. The tragedy is that we all need love in doses. In times like these, we feel closest. The good die young.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My guest this hour is Danny Schechter, joining us from New York. We're talking about debt, debt in America, and a film that Danny has given us, In Debt We Trust. The money.
Yeah, let me tell you about it, Liz. I mean, I started out making this film about other people's problems. I realized I was affected, too. Mm. My savings were shrinking away. Americans now have a minus five savings situation. Never had it this bad since the Depression, where people just don't save money anymore, can't afford to. They're spending everything, and they have very little safety net there in the event of emergencies. And that's why we've had, you know,
and talk
bankruptcies
about this,
and
talk about this negative debt. Explain what that is.
Well, what that means is, you know, when I grew up in public school in New York City, I used to bring 50 cents a week in and we opened a bank account and I learned to save money. Well, today we're not saving money anymore as a nation or mostly as individuals. We're instead spending it, and we're in basically spending other people's money. Money coming from credit card companies and mortgages. We've turned our homes into ATM machines in order to get equity out of our homes. Well, there comes a point when that runs out, and then where are you? You can't meet your bills. And a lot of people are finding themselves in this kind of crunch. So we've created this film, In Debt We Trust, to promote awareness on the problem. But on top of that, we have a related site called StopTheSqueeze.org. And the idea of StopTheSqueeze.org is you know, basically to do what Bono has been doing in Africa, promote debt relief for African people. But what we're trying to do is promote debt relief in America, Americans for Debt Relief Now, at StopTheSqueeze.org. And you know, the goal here is we've got to get people together and speaking out on this problem. Most people don't like to talk about money, and they don't like to talk about debt because many of them feel, you know, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have signed this agreement. I shouldn't have borrowed this money. I shouldn't have overspent on my credit cards. I knew better, but I did it anyway. It was like compulsive behavior, et cetera, and so forth. The problem, you know, the problem here is that in many cases, they are not aware of the fact of how they were targeted by, you know, credit card companies and banks, and basically people being lent money that don't have the ability to pay it back, and then suddenly they're in a crunch or they're out of their home, and that's what's happening.
And don't we also have to factor into this debt piece of it? We live in a society that is telling people, you know, in order to get this, you have to have a credit card. In order to do this, you have to have
exactly.
a credit card. You have to have these things in order to be in this society.
Exactly, and that's, You know, there's the pressure, and there's also, you know, we're in a culture of advertising and marketing. Everybody has a TV. We all want to have what other people have. We want to, you know, parents are under pressure from their kids who want to shop here and there to be up to date, you know, to look as good as they can, blah, blah, blah. And before you know it, you are way behind, you know, and there are kids getting credit cards who have no ability to pay back, and suddenly they're stuck. I spoke up in Rochester Institute of Technology. A kid got up and talked about he's $100,000 in debt.
Holy cow.
So, you know, this is and he's never going to, you know, get out. That's like a noose around your neck. That's why.
Holy, he's $100,000 in debt.
Right. Well, in his case, he didn't want to take jobs because he's trying to finish 2 degrees, and so he's financing his education, assuming he's going to be able to pay it off when he gets a good job. But, you know, a lot of these jobs have disappeared. It's more and more difficult to get a high-paying job. A lot of people are working part-time. They're working, you know, freelance basis. They're working without any benefits. They don't have any safety net. The unions are no longer, you know, strong enough to represent a lot of workers and get, you know, protection for workers. And consumer protection laws, you know, if you want to read them, go to the library, because they're not in existence today. That's why we did this InDebtWeTrust.com website to make this film available. And we really want to show it in the St. Louis area. We'd love to show it to benefit your show, because I think a lot of your listeners will find this something very relevant. I mean, you know,
one of the things that you talk about in the film is that everybody kind of says, okay, I screwed up. Okay, I did some things that I probably shouldn't have done. But is it simply the fact that these people screwed up, or is there something else going on? The type of interest that's being tied to these credit cards.
Well, they love it when you screw up. They want you to screw up. They want you to, you know, get late fees. Late fees have doubled in cost. The Senate had hearings on this with a testimony from a professor at Harvard who said this in the last year, $69 billion was made on interest charges and late fees by these financial institutions.
$69 billion.
Yeah, so they're making a fortune off of this, off of us, and they know, because they do a lot of research on consumer behavior and marketing, what works, what doesn't work, how to hook people. And that's why, you know, everybody gets all these solicitations. I mean, if you're bankrupt, you start getting solicitations from credit card companies.
I love this one example that you talk about, a guy who testified before Congress that he had borrowed $3,200.
Right.
And he paid Chase Bank back $5,000 or $6,000, and they were still demanding another $5,000.
Well, there you
go.
I mean, you have a situation where people are, you know, they're unfamiliar with these rules and regulations. Why? In part because they changed them. You can sign an agreement with your credit card company today. Tomorrow, they can unilaterally change the terms of the agreement. So, you know, you're completely at their mercy, and there's nobody looking after them. The politicians, unfortunately, you know, take money from financial institutions and credit card companies. And real estate developers. These are the people who are the primary donors to political campaigns. So a lot of these people are bought. And I'm talking about Democrats as well as Republicans. It's not just a partisan problem here. This is something that affects everybody. When the bankruptcy reform bill was put into effect, in our film, we report that $154 million was spent lobbying in Congress on this bill. We spoke with Sheila Jackson Lee, the congresswoman from Houston, Texas, who was basically eloquent about it. She called it an obscenity. She said, you know, that people are becoming serfs, that we're in a situation where it's no longer the rich and the poor, it's the super rich and the little people, the giants and the little people. And this is, not what America is supposed to be, you know?
How can it be anything but an obscenity, Danny, that a company is allowed to charge 900% interest?
Yeah. Then, of course, if you live in the black community, you know about payday lenders. You know about rent-to-own stores. You know that there are no banks often servicing you, so you have to rely on check-cashing joints or tax refund places that, you know, say they're going to, you know, give you a quick loan so that you can get your refund right away, and it ends up on an annual basis between 40 and 700%. A lot of them know that you can't pay back right away, so they're going to get you in this debt trap. and you're going to pay and pay and pay and pay. And that's why this issue has to become a public issue on the agenda. I mean, our country is in deep doo-doo in terms of a national debt. You know, we borrow $200 billion from communist China. Can you believe it? This, we're supposedly capitalist America. And, you know, so we're in debt to China. We're in debt all over the world. And we find Americans getting deeper and deeper in debt themselves. And it's, where do you turn to? How do you really rely, get help? A lot of these, you know, counseling services are also scam artists, you know, who, you know, willing to help you with your, you know, foreclosure rescue specialists who end up stealing your homes. This is a crisis, you know, and we got to act on it. That's why we made In Debt We Trust.
Okay, and we'll be back with more of that conversation with Danny Schechter. We're talking about In Debt We Trust. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Steel Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, St. Louis. This is Elder Ernest Doris, yours truly, doing my duty, live in the loop on WGNU 920 on your AM dial. It's the Highway to Heaven radio broadcast every Saturday at 8:30 in the AM. So tune in for the latest church news and the best gospel music in town.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Danny Schechter. He's joining us from New York. We're talking about debt in America. And Danny, people are living in their cars as a result of what's happening with these foreclosures.
They certainly are. By the way, I just wanted to mention, I love that music. And in the South African, the film festival down in Durban, South Africa, has just invited In Debt We Trust to come down there, and I'm going to be screening it.
Excellent.
In South Africa, and I'm also screening it in New Mexico, and we've just shown it in L.A. and in New York and all across the country. We're trying to get use this film to get people conscious of this issue. I'm trying to get black leadership in this country, what there is of it, to speak out and speak up about this, because this is an issue affecting you know, black communities particularly, and of course it affects every community, but it's something that people have to start talking about. We need a debt moratorium to stop these foreclosures, a moratorium on foreclosures until there's a real investigation to find out what's behind these subprime loans and how this whole idea of helping people turned into, you know, a terrible crime against them. And that's what is going on right now.
And there's two components to that as well. There's the investigation into how people got into these subprime loans, but also the impact that this is having on our economy. There's all kinds of reasons to have to put the brakes on this, because this could tear our economy all the way down.
Thank you. I mean the market dropped 400 points when the subprime lending thing happened.
Absolutely.
HSBC Bank reported a $50 billion loss. I mean, you know, and these people and these different companies, they were paying themselves $50 million a year, these executives. Mm-hmm. They were getting rich off of other people's pain and other people's economic distress. And that's, you know, another part of the problem here, the way in which people are targeted. I mean, this is not just happening by accident, you know, just in case. This is happening because of deliberate attempts. You know, one of the things in my film is a guy who talks about how poor people tend to pay back their loans. They recognize a moral obligation to pay money back, whereas richer people don't, you know. So they want to lend money to poor people because they know they'll get back, paid back, and they'll get paid back with interest and interest on the interest.
And how immoral is it that you have people, they've done the research, they know the information that, okay, I'm loaning money to people that pay me back, and my response to that, my immoral response to that is, so let me charge, you know, triple the interest, because
right,
I know that
exactly.
They're going to be paying me back forever.
Right, so for example, they find out you have a bad credit history, or you couldn't afford something, or you got screwed off. I mean, let's face it, a lot of these banks, a lot of these institutions make a lot of mistakes in charging people. They don't take, you know, if you make a payment, you know, you can have a payment that's due at a credit card company on Friday, okay? It gets there on Friday, but the credit card company has determined that it doesn't get recognized as a payment if it gets there after 9 in the morning, where the mail is delivered at noon, okay?
Mm.
So they know. That's the whole problem. It's we don't know. We're the people, you know, we are lost in all this. You know, when you get these agreements from economic, from these credit card companies, when you get these agreements, you can't even read them. They're designed to be read. They're designed not to be understood. I showed one to a law professor and real estate expert at Hofstra University. He says, I can't read this.
And the other piece of it is that even if you read it, even if you understand it, they can change it tomorrow.
Exactly.
And it didn't make any difference that you read
exactly.
and understood
so
it.
My question is, how do we get this issue to become more of a national problem? How do we get this issue to really touch people and get them engaged? I mean, people are hurting, they're suffering, but they don't think they can do anything about it. So they suffer in silence, or they suffer, you know, basically by, you know, social pathologies, taking drugs, acting out. Crime goes up when people are, you know, being oppressed. That's a, you know, natural thing that happens as the unemployment rate goes up, the crime rate goes up. So, you know, we have some obligation here to try to make economic justice part of the issues we care about. Now, I've been caring about the war. You mentioned my book. I had the first book out on Iraq in 2003.
That's right.
Saying what's being said now.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
and
right.
Nobody paid any attention. You
I did.
Did.
I did.
You did. But, you know, I couldn't get arrested in terms of reviews of this book and what have you. And then I made WMD. A lot of people wouldn't screen it. A lot of people wouldn't review it. And finally it got shown in 39 countries. That's an achievement. I was proud of that.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, now we're talking about, you know, the government was lying to us on Iraq as if it's a revelation,
mm-hmm.
as if nobody knew it at the time. We knew it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the same thing with this debt. This debt is killing us. I want to go back to the example that you gave of the student who has $100,000 in debt and he hasn't even finished school yet. What?
Yeah. Well, you're 22 years old and you have $30,000 in debt. What do you do?
And think of all of the creativity, Danny. Think of all of the choices that are not being made because people are saddled. People are saddled with this debt. I can't be creative because I've got to go out there and work some kind of jobs that make the money so that I can pay this debt off. I cannot live my life in the way that God intended me to because of this debt.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And this is, you know, on every level, this is a disaster waiting to happen. Now, they're talking about, this is what's scary. Castro gave a speech the other day. You know, it was reported, you know, he wasn't there, et cetera. But the next to last paragraph of the speech was about the, you know, dollar losing value all over the place. Many countries have their reserves in dollars.
That's right.
So it's not just the United States that's suffering here. Other countries around the world are fearing a recession, a major recession, worldwide, because the bubble could be bursting.
And the other piece of it is that other countries are in places where they haven't been in decades. They are talking about replacing the dollar with the euro.
Yeah.
And what will that do to our country? So there are all kinds of reasons that this country should get into this debt issue, because our world will change if we don't.
Right, exactly. And on top of all of this, you know, which is, you know, really pretty bad. You know, our press is not doing a good job in informing us about it.
You wrote
a lot of
this
news
that
is in the business section, not in the front section. So people don't really see it. When they do see it, used to have a phrase in TV when I worked at ABC News, and it's called MEGO, M-E-G-O, and that stands for my eyes glaze over, okay?
Mm.
When I read something, my eyes glaze over because I don't know what they're talking about, okay? So, you know, a lot of people don't follow this, you know, carefully and closely enough. And also a lot of the media, they see their job as boistering consumer confidence in the economy. They want to encourage us to do more shopping. Shop till you drop, you know, get to the mall, you know, get this sale and that sale. And as a consequence, they don't have an interest in really, because that's where their advertising is coming from, they don't have an interest in really attempting, you know, to tell the truth about all of this stuff and to really put scrutiny. I mean, for example, there's a company called Sallie Mae. These are the people who give the student loans, okay? And this was, they were giving out government-sponsored loans. Now, there's a scandal in New York State because it was discovered that this company and others were paying off college administrators to steer, you know, financial aid officials, giving them gifts, giving them trips to Florida and this and that, in order to get them to steer their students away from the lower cost student loans from the government that the government makes available to the higher price loans from Sallie Mae. So when this scandal broke, Andrew Cuomo, our Attorney General in New York State, started blowing the whistle on all of this, Sallie Mae decided to take itself private, that is to say, to avoid scrutiny. And so the Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase and the Carlyle Group bought Sallie Mae to take it private for $24 billion all of a sudden. And out of that $24 billion, $16 billion is financed by debt. So they're using debt to, you know, to buy companies, to increase the salaries of CEOs and everything else, and that everybody's becoming more and more leveraged. Well, there comes a point when this little bubble here can break, can burst, and guess who's going to burst all over? You and me, even though we had nothing to do with it.
And what are some of the stories that, because you wrote an article on this, how the media should be covering the debt crisis. What are some of the stories that they're missing out on?
Well, I don't think they really scrutinize institutions. They focus on individuals. You know, if Ina says something stupid and, you know, something in character, by the way, you know, that becomes the big story. But institutions don't, you know, Ames was getting away with this for years.
Yes.
And where was NBC on this? Where was CBS? The two of the biggest media companies in the world were enabling him,
mm-hmm.
okay, to spew all kinds of racism and disgusting commentary every single day. And all the big journalists went on the show and, you know, kissed his, you know what, to use his show to promote their books, promote this, promote that, and promote themselves. And, you know, and this is a disgrace. But, you know, it was only when one comment was made and it was a slow news week that the whole issue, you know, rose to the level of a major story where he finally and lost his show. Mm-hmm. And this is so common. You know, you focus on the individual, never on the institution. You never really say who's benefiting by these deals.
And well, the whole discussion about let's go get Nelly talking, saying these things. But wait a minute, I want to know who Nelly's boss is. I want to know who the record companies are
right.
that are allowing him to say that.
Listen to this. Here in New York City, if you work in the financial services industry, brace yourself. The average wage of people working in this industry now on a weekly basis is $8,280 a week. Okay? We're in the wrong job. Okay?
Huh?
This is a financial, and this is up $3,000 in the last 3 years. At Christmas time, Goldman Sachs, whose chairman, former chairman, is now the Secretary of the Treasury, you know, they paid a Christmas bonus of $16.8 billion to their employees. So the scale of this, the amount of money that's being diverted and basically enriching people who are already rich is beyond comprehension for most people. Meanwhile, most people are finding themselves unable to get decent jobs. The union jobs, the higher wage jobs often are gone. There are no benefits. Their people are at the mercy of, you know, arbitrary rulings by employers. They're not getting even the minimum wage is way lower than it is anywhere else in the world. So we have a situation where, you know, the people who working people and poor people in this country are getting hurt harder and harder, and the debt crisis is at the center of it, but it's not really being scrutinized. If you go to the Super Bowl, who's sponsoring MasterCard, all of these. The Tribeca Film Festival, American Express, all these credit card companies are tied into institutions that people admire and are impressed by, and they're not really aware of how, these companies spend $5 billion a year in marketing. Mm-hmm. And they're good at it. They know how to get us. They know how to, speak to our vulnerabilities. After all, we think about it as free money. Great.
I want the same car the tiger has. Okay?
Exactly. And this is the whole problem here. It's consumption culture. Buying things is more important than making things. We want to look good. We want to, have what everybody else has. And, and we're going to end up paying for it because the bill is coming due. It's not only coming due for us as individuals, it's coming due for our country unless we, somehow do something about this. And our politicians, our political representatives, I don't know where they are. They're like ostriches. They have their heads in the sand.
Or their hands in the pockets. Let me get to a caller here. Alfred.
Yeah, yep. So I'd like to ask your guest a question. These people that's paying on these charge cards and then they'll never really pay them off. Would it be best to say that you have to pay 10% of your balance each month? Do you think that would help the people or hurt them?
Well, it might help pay off their bills more. It might help them, get on top of it, instead of just paying the minimums and they just continually make themselves vulnerable to interest and other charges. If you miss one time, you lose. If you have a 0% card, you're late one time, boom, you lose the 0%. So, the point here is that, we need consumer protections. These companies have to be held accountable. There have to be rules that they have to play by.
And these rules come legislatively. These
right,
are through our legislators. That's the reason why they're able to charge the interest right now or unilaterally change the terms of your contract. That came about legislatively.
Right. And the state of Missouri, I'm sure, could do more than it's doing.
Absolutely.
To protect people,
And I'm having a conversation with Danny Schechter. He has brought us a new film, In Debt We Trust, The Money We Owe and the Bill That's Coming Due, America Before the Bubble Burst, Debt American Style. This is Liz Brown. We'll be back to continue this conversation. Stay with us. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Nushita Ali Walsh, author and daughter of Muhammad Ali. My dad knows that people affected by Parkinson's disease can have meaningful and productive lives. New guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early, accurate diagnoses and optimize proven and effective therapies, track how quickly the disease may progress, and tailor treatment accordingly. Believe me, early diagnosis, proper treatment, and regular contact with a neurologist can help patients improve and maintain a good quality of life. Visit AAN.com.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about strategies for building wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work for you.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Baile para qué, baile musebetsi, baile para qué, baile musebetsi, makanisi konalo, mensa kwanta elena, makanisi konalo, mensa kwanta elena, baile para qué, baile musebetsi. Baile para qué, baile musebetsi, makanisi konambo, zapata lenala, makanisi.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Danny Schechter. We're talking about In Debt We Trust, America Before the Bubble Burst, a brand new film written, produced, and directed by Danny. And Danny, I want to get to some of our callers here. Bob, you have a question or comment for my guest, Danny Schechter?
Yes, thank you, Liz, for bringing Danny on. He gave some wonderful points that I would just like to say to him, and the question is, what do you do after you tell the people this? It seems that the band keeps playing the same tune, and the people keep dancing to it. What can you do to make those that do understand where they're going not to go there? Thank you.
Well, you know, what we're trying to do, and that's why we made this film, is to show this film. We have it, you know, it's a theatrical length. It's 88 minutes, but we also have a 20-minute version, a 30-minute version. We're trying to get this seen in churches, in community centers, in organizations. We need to have a net roots, grassroots approach to this. Otherwise, we just don't have the distribution clout, the marketing money to get this film out properly. That's why, I mean, you know, people like Liz are helping us tell people about it. Our website, indebtwetrust.com. You can get the DVD through our website and through stopthesqueeze.org. You can join up and give us your information, and we'll keep you in touch and keep you informed about what's happening on this issue. So that's what we're trying to do, some good old-fashioned organizing, but using the Internet and using a film to try to get the message out. And you know, that's all I can do right now. I mean, I'm trying also to reach out to politicians to, you know, everybody's busy. Everybody's distracted. They're fighting with Bush on this. They're fighting with Bush on that. I appreciate that, and I'm supportive of that. But somehow this issue cannot be ignored, because this is going to come bite us in the behind.
And you also, in the article that you wrote, you gave some suggestions to the media of how the media should be covering this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we need to, first of all, people in the media need to understand that this is not just a business story. This is a story for all Americans. This is a story that we all need to know something about. We want you know, media, not simply to give people tips as consumers, as individuals, but also to give, tell us what we can do about this, and let's, you know, light some fires, you know, under the politicians and under these financial institutions. When these institutions are confronted with people demanding an end to predatory lending, when they are confronted with organizations challenging them and confronting them, you know, it becomes a public relations problem for them, and they're often willing to listen when they're embarrassed. And we have to try to find a way to do that. That's what I'm afraid of, that we're not doing.
And let me get to another caller or two. You have a question for my guest, Danny Schechter.
Yeah, I have a comment. Just last night, I had an instance where Chase credit cards had changed my payment due date and charged me a late fee, and I had consistently been paying on another due date all during the course of my debt with them. And I do think we need something like a MoveOn.org to just organize people and lobby and do whatever is necessary to get this changed.
Thanks for your call. And Danny, what are we hearing from the folks up there in Washington, D.C., elected officials up there? Since we're in presidential campaign mode, what are we hearing from a Hillary Clinton? What are we hearing from a Barack Obama? What are we hearing from
a Dennis? Well, not enough. That's a short answer. Can we try to get these political candidates?
What would be the question, Danny, if you were on a panel and it was a presidential debate and you got to ask a question pertaining to the debt of each candidate, a question that would help reveal for all of us their real position on this issue? What would you ask them?
Well, I mean, I would ask them why they're not making this issue a central part of their campaign. Are they getting money from the big banks and insurance companies on the provision, that they not raise this issue? Do they have the guts to speak out and speak up for the American people? And that, to me, is what I think we need to try to do. You know, I mean, to alert them to the problem, alert the public to the problem, and put some pressure on them. And, you know, I think some of them will. I think some of the Democratic candidates have made various statements. Nancy Pelosi did have some student loan provision in the bills that she was pushing.
And I appreciate that, but that's a privileged class, and that's an easy one, okay? It's easy to say, okay, students are suffering. That's a small part of our population. That is, that's not a 40-year-old that's losing their house out here because of debt. That's not a 45-year-old man and a husband and wife who are barely making it because they have this extraordinary predatory loan that they have gotten into. Okay, that's easy. I want to see some of the hard stuff done about companies being able to charge the interest that they're charging.
Well, the only way that's going to happen is, I mean, there were Senate hearings, Senator Dodd held hearings, and all these embarrassing revelations came out. Okay, so, for sure, they could be holding more hearings. There are hearings at the state level as well. You know, there was an effort in Congress by the Republicans to what they call preempt, stop states from protecting people's rights in this issue. And the person leading that fight was a man from Ohio named Bob Bob Ney, mm-hmm. a congressman from Ohio. Now he's in prison.
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd that work out for him?
He's in prison because he was taking money from Jack Abramoff. In other words, this whole thing here is a complete sewer of corruption and conflict of interest and scandals now implicating our universities as well. And so that's why it's hard to raise this issue because they're all...
The tentacles are all over the place. They reach so many things. Let me get to another caller here. Dimitri.
Good morning, Liz.
You have a question for my guest, Danny Schechter.
Yes, I have a statement, if you're patient, and a question. Mr. Schechter.
Yes, sir.
I like your title, The Bubble is About to Burst. My statement, if you'll just be patient, is the comparison of a statement made by an Israeli official when he was asked the question, what happens if the president of Iran follows through and destroys Israel? And his response was, excuse me, his response was, we will turn the Middle East into a nuclear wasteland for the next 100 years before that happens. Now, I use that as a comparison to what's happening in Washington. The American people are about to take their government back. And in that process, the wealthy house of Bush is about to crumble, and the domino effect will be felt by people, houses like the Clinton House, Gates, Wolfowitz, Greenspan. I think that they are in the position where if they feel they are going to lose this embedded power that they've had for the last 50 years, that they are determined to bankrupt this country before they leave, and they already have transferred their wealth to Swiss banks, and they're going to turn this country into an economic wasteland for the next 100 years.
Well, you know, the economic wasteland is happening. I agree with you that this is not an easy fight. We're up against entrenched interests. We're up against people who don't care one whit for the suffering that they're causing, ordinary Americans who are losing their homes, who are losing their hope and their livelihood. So, yes, we're in a fight here, but let's not oversimplify it. You know, we know that a lot of times when we thought the party that was out of power would come back in, everything would be okay. Often it isn't. There has to be vigilance from the people. People have to be informed. In That We Trust is trying to inform them. Please see the film. Go to our website.
And Danny, we're going to talk about bringing that film here, okay?
That'll be great.
Okay.
I love it.
Danny Schechter, thank you so much. And I'm going to have you back soon again because I want to talk about the war.
I want to talk about it, too. And, you know, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm here for you anytime, okay?
Thank you so much, Danny. And I'm a big fan of yours as well. And I'll be talking to you today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, and stay strong.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.